Blog Talk Radio.
What about tomorrow? How about us to start winning this now? Now.
Hey, they don't like us, we don't like them. Nothing wrong with that, right?
At the end of the day, it's the same three things you've had to do in 35 that you got to do now in 2018.
I do not see no holes on this wall.
You got to run the ball.
Barkley off the left side. Here he goes. Look at the speed. Oh, my goodness. Breaks the tackle. Going to take it to the house. 92 yards. Toying with the defender. Saquon Barkley.
You gotta stop the run.
Tyreek Hill lines up in the backfield.
The ball pops free, and it's recovered by Harrison. A snack for Damon Harrison early.
And you gotta pressure the passer.
Wentz hangs in, holds it down. Down he goes. And an early sack by Olivier Vernon.
Two kinds of players in this league, folks. There are guys that play professional football, and there are professional football players. And the professional football players are the guys we want. I don't want guys that want to win. I want guys that hate to lose.
Odell Beckham Jr. down the sideline for the touchdown.
Giants fans, you are now listening to the hottest show on the planet, The Shakedown. Here to give you everything you need to know on your New York football Giants are... Black Friday.
Welcome to the New York football Giants, Saquon Barkley, a.k.a. the Golden Child. Do you know who Alec Ogletree is? Like, I'm asking you for real.
Really?
That is me. But do you know who he is?
J-Rock.
You saying we going 16-0, huh?
16-0, bro. How dare you say anything worse?
How dare you?
Out
your mind.
You know we just drafted the Messiah.
Moldy and the one and only Shake Montana.
Now, if that man was a prospect like a Peyton Manning or a Joe Montana, like I've been saying the whole fucking time, you don't pass up on this talent. You don't do it.
Now, here is your host, Shake Montana.
What's going on, Big Blue Nation, sports fans from all around the world? You are now tuning in to the most dangerous show on this Blog Talk Network, Shakedown. On this Thriving Thursdays, you got your boy Black Friday. Had my brother filling in for me, Shakes Montaigne, and I got him with me today. My brother, Shakes Montaigne. How you doing, bro?
Peace, God. What's going on?
Peace, God. Peace. What's today's mathematics? It's knowledge born in understanding. What's good, baby?
You wasn't here yesterday, right?
Nah, I was trying to listen to the show before I came on, too. But I wasn't able to tune in properly. But, you know, I missed a lot of good things. Yeah.
My bad. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead, bro, because I want to hear what you got to say.
No, I was saying basically what we was talking about yesterday was the new head, well, not head coaches, but new coaches and the staff. Don Wink Martindale, defensive coordinator. And then he bring his boys. You know what I mean? Bring his boys, Rob Ryan.
Oh my God.
And my boy. I think we all kind of like him though. I think we was all kind of.
Not
just Rob Ryan. Of course I am big Ryan.
Yeah, I know you're about
fan.
To say too.
Rex Ryan, Rob Ryan. But Brian fucking Cox, man.
That's the bully.
Brian
That's the bully
fucking
right
Cox.
There. That's the real bully.
That's the man.
Yeah, that's the man right there.
No.
I mean, you know, when I'm looking at this show, bye-bye, Moneybagg Yo. Go ahead, do your thing. Please leave, quick. You're gone. Thank you. Please bring the Wink in here. Please. This man right here got the heaviest hand in football when it comes to blitzing that thing. He knows how to deal with them linebackers and them defensive linemen. Oh, my God. I can't wait. We already got the call base for the 3-4, which I already told you, Shakes, this is what it's about, sir. Okay? You guys going to have to get over that 4-3 shit, sir. Okay? We're going to bring the Wink in here. We done did it. So now, today we also, what's my boy name? I forgot his name. Sean Spence, the defensive line coach. He left us. Right? And so it looks like today we brought in Andre Patterson. From Minneapolis, 60-year-old gentleman who's been in football over a couple of decades here. He's been in 10 seasons with many, what's homeboy named Zimmer over there. So I'm not sure what type of move this is for him in his tender age of 60. I don't know if it's a ladder move or if they're going to give him a little bit more. But it looks like he's coming over here to teach our defensive linemen how to play. So with the additions of all of these wonderful names and experience, I'm going to say, that's the key component here. It's a lot of experience in the building, not just a lot of coaches. Because remember last year we had a lot of coaches and shit. This is experience. And we also got with us our brother, Edie Chosen One from the Bronx. Make sure you dial this number for us. Peace, man. 914-205-5796. That's the number to call in. Hashtag. That's the shakedown on the Twitter. You the chosen one. Talk to me, baby.
What's going on, baby? You know, a lot of things going on in the sports world, man.
I like what's happening with us. You know what I'm saying? I know you want to touch everything else, but
No. I'm talking about us first. We're gonna get into us as not the New York Football Giants organization, but the New York Football Giants fans and fans of the coaches and nothing above that. You know, if we want to consider the GM an extended arm of the head coaches, which is we call the Vine, right? We'll call him the Vine. Shane is the Vine of the head coaches. We can get into that, but I will never discuss anything any further than that, and I always want to put that disclaimer out there. But anybody who wants to talk about John Maris, Steve Tisch, and the people up there, do me a favor, please do not talk to me, do not DM me, do not ask me. I will not answer you. But but we can move forward now that I put the disclaimer out there and discuss this shaped up coaching staff. First of all, we was excited, Freeze. Yesterday was a day where it was a little, you know, me and Shakes went back and forth for a little while. We had some great calls.
Yeah, I was listening
for
a little bit,
Dash.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So
that's the part I heard.
I want your take, bro. We got the winky dinky dog.
Yeah, we got the wink in the building. We got the wink in the building. Like I was telling Shakes earlier, like everybody already know, heavy-handed defensive line coach. I can't wait to see the blitz packages. I can't wait to see the confusion he brings forth with some of those packages. And, you know, this is a thing, though. This is the thing I want to talk about with the wings. Because this is what I realize about a lot of good defensive coaches, is that unfortunate for us, we may be in the well again looking for a top cornerback. Because in order for these type of defenses to work, you got to have the outside locked up. You got to have it locked up. Because it's a lot of things he's trying to do in there. So, unfortunately for us, he may be in the market. I don't know, man. Some things might happen for us. I don't know. We may
be in
the market for Stingley
I want James to call in, because James is somebody who, and the only person that mentioned the cornerback conversation. And I wanted to just, you know, teleport from where I was to where he was and teleport him into space for a second and then bring him back, because I love him. But because I just didn't want to hear it. And it was great content. It was great conversation. And it was great thought process. But it is a reality. I just didn't want to hear it.
Yeah,
because
we've been in that well for too many years. Yeah.
Exactly. And also, it didn't work out for us because the type of players that we got at that position were not good enough to allow the defensive line to do the damage, for the blitz packages to be exotic, for the stunts and twists to go down the way Wink gets it done. You feel me? Because he had the Peters and them boys and the Boyer, he had them boys back there where they could hold for at least 2 to 3 seconds, 3 to 4 seconds on coverage, where them boys get to the quarterback in a timely fashion. Now, one thing I'm going to say about Wink Martindale, because I went back and I watched 9 Baltimore Ravens games since last night to today, and I wanted to see where it was at. Was it the players? Because we're going to get that argument. Oh, look what he had over there. And I don't want to hear none of that. He used the players and got the best out of them that he needed to get them. Every player that Wink Martindale has had in the last 4 years have gone on to get major contracts with other teams. What does that mean, ladies and gentlemen? You know what it means? It means that his scheme puts his players in the best position where you can bring the talent out of them, and they're going to actually become a household name, get paid, and they make a decision. Do I want to stay here, or do I want to move on and get the bag? Now, that does scare me just a little bit, but like I said, I watched 9 games, and you know what I wanted to see? How he progressed. The only time he regressed is when he lost those players to go in the way to get the bag, which is the Darius Smiths, which is the Darius Smiths, and the, you know what I mean, the linebackers, the oh man, what's his name? He lost a lot of guys.
CJ Mosley.
Yeah, CJ Mosley. He lost these guys. You feel me? Cornerbacks. It was certain he lost a lot, and when you
Marcus
do that,
Peters.
That's just the way it goes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at it, it's not Martindale's fault that he developed these guys and they went away to get the bag. When you look at that, you say, you know what? Hopefully guys will want to stay around long enough to get something going, because he's that creative. And I wanted to see how exotic his blitz packages was. Them A and B gaps, Jesus be our friend. He knows how to destroy a A and B gap like none other. He will send your mother in the A gap. It don't even matter. It don't matter your talent level. As long as you got enough speed to get through a crease, you're getting there. And you don't know when it's happening. I am excited. Shakes, I want to thank you for being a Ravens fan, because now I get to hear some excitement from you on Sundays. But most of all, I want to see if this new regime gets him the right fit and the right pieces. Because once again, when When he walks through a room door, shut the fuck up. Ain't nothing you gonna say to him. Ain't nothing you gonna tell him. It ain't nothing you gonna persuade him on that he has not done in the new millennial of football that's going to make him move off his stance. Please give him autonomy over the defense. Please give him a voice in the room. Please listen to his voice in the room, most of all. I'm excited to have that piece. And Rob Ryan and Brian Cox Pause is just, you can't ask for no more when it comes to that. If they did anything right, we can all agree on, it's the Winky Dinky Dog.
Right, so what's Rob Ryan's role? What is he going to do?
I don't even care. Just put his ass in the building looking crazy with the silver mane. I need to see that on the sideline. I don't care what he do.
Only reason why I'm asking is because I thought in my mind he was going to be a defensive line guy. But he's an offensive guy, isn't he?
No.
They're all defense, huh?
Yeah. They know defense.
Okay.
That's
all right,
why
so
I fuck Ryan's.
Yes, I guess in my mind I was thinking he was going to be defensive line coach, but until I read what I read today, but go ahead, shit.
Okay, so matter of fact, I'm reading this article now, which I should read it out with y'all.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because it's talking about Rob Ryan and Brian Cox. So, yeah, I should go ahead and read that out with y'all.
Yeah, Shakes. Thank you.
I was skimming through it, and I'm like, it was, you know how, like, when you skim through stuff, you're like, all right, let me just take something from it. But it was it was so good, I'm like, man, fuck, I got
to
read it. Just,
Yeah,
I mean, like, I got to read this whole article, B.
Real quick, Shaggy, before you start, is anybody on the line with a freeze?
It's just us.
Okay. All right, so this article is by Giants Wire, USAtoday.com, Dan Benton. We read a bunch of his articles before on air.
Nothing
new here. Shout out to Dan Benton for being a good writer. All right. The title is called Could Rob Ryan, Brian Cox Join Giants Coaching Staff? So obviously this was right before it was announced officially. But the New York Giants are moving at a rapid pace now, compiling Brian DeBoer's coaching staff one piece at a time. Under DeBoer will be coordinators Mike Kafka, Don Wink, Martindale, and Thomas McGoffey. From there, the staff will spread out like spiderweb, including several returning assistants and several new ones. But the Giants aren't done just yet. They are still more assistants hired to make, and with Martindale now in tow, few more names could be there in case point. Rob Ryan, Brian Cox, and Drew Wilkins. Damn, I didn't know about Drew Wilkins. All right. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, let's go past that. All right, Ryan, son of the buddy Ryan and twin brother of Rex Ryan, is certainly the most interesting name of the bunch. His coaching career dates back to 1987. Most recent role coming as inside linebackers coach of the Baltimore Ravens under the aforementioned Martindale. So, yeah, just like I spoke on yesterday, I wasn't sure was it Buffalo or Baltimore. I said Baltimore, and I was correct, so, damn, my memory is great. But, yeah, his last job was linebackers coach for Baltimore Ravens last year with Martindale. So I tend to believe that that will be his role for the New York Giants. Anyway, prior to his season with the Ravens, Ryan spent a year with Washington football team in 2019, but has otherwise been away from the game since 2016. In addition to Washington and Baltimore, Ryan has also spent time with Arizona, New England, Oakland Raiders, Cleveland Browns, Dallas Cowboys, New Orleans Saints, Buffalo Bills, and in most of these roles, Ryan served as defensive coordinator. Cox, who was a quality player before he turned to coaching, has been out of the league since 2017. He coached the Atlanta Falcons defensive line from 2014 through 2016 and spent time with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Dolphins, Browns, and Jets prior to that. Wilkins, meanwhile, spent the past 12 seasons with the Ravens, most recently serving as the outside linebackers coach. He was informed last week that he would not be retained in Baltimore. So, yeah, I guess Wilkins will be probably coming as well. So, yeah, that's an article by Dan Benton giving a little input on these new coaches.
And that's Brian Wilkins?
Drew Wilkins.
Okay.
Yep, Drew Wilkins. Mm-hmm. He was also in Baltimore last year, so Don is bringing his Baltimore guys with him. Well, right. Don Wink Martindale. So I'll take them with me. You don't respect my defense? Fine. I'll take my talent elsewhere. But, yeah, man, I read the article yesterday. It was a great article as well. But in that article, it said Wink Martindale's defense was number two, and then just recently, 19th. And that's because of the COVID injuries and losing all those players to the free agency. Their defense took a step back, but still was 19th. So, again, two, then three, then two, then 19th. And that's his four-year tenure. Just if you missed yesterday's episode.
All right. So, man, we got a lot of additions, a lot of good things happening in the building. I'm loving it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Loving that whole situation. The defense itself is looking like it's going to be a strong point. So, with that being said, we got some things to talk about, man. And, you know, some of these players I'm going to talk about here are free agents. You know what I'm saying? And we talked about some of these guys already. We're going to talk about them in a little more depth. Yay, nay, a lot of them going to be nay because we ain't got the money for them to stay. But some of them we may need to keep around with this new thing we got going on with Wink. You understand what I'm saying? More deal in the building. All right, so let's spark it off, man, with these free agents. The first one is the bum stickity bum bum. He's the bum stickity bum. His name is Nate Solder. I want to have nothing to do with him. He's retiring. I believe he's retired from football. I'm hoping that's what happened. But either way, he's a free agent. That I don't want this guy nowhere near blue ever again. You just need to wear red, yellow, or green. You understand what I'm saying? So that's how I'm feeling about him. I'm going to pass it on down to my brother, Chase Montaigne. Talk to me about how you're feeling about Nate the Bum Solder. God bless him, man. He's a great fella. He's a great fella, though. Good guy.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy. He beat cancer, man.
He's a good guy. I got to give it to him. On that football field.
Cancer survivor. And he's Sharon Stone's cousin.
Well, you put it that way.
Remember that shit? What was that? Head of State and shit?
Oh, yeah.
He's a cancer survivor. Oh, man. But, yeah. Look, man. Long, great career, man. You got some Super Bowls, but get the fuck up out of here, man. You're done, man. Go spend some time with your son. I'm with the kids. Yeah, man. Just enjoy being rich, man. Fuck out of here.
All He's a bum. You the chosen one from the Bronx. Talk to us about Nate the Soldier.
I'm going to talk to you all about Nate Solder. You ready? Nate Solder was born April 12, 1988. He's 33 years old. He's 6'9 and 316 pounds. His high school was Buena Vista. His college was Colorado. Nate Solder was drafted in 2011 in the first round, pick 17. He played for the New England Patriots from 2011 to 2017, and he played for the New York Giants to 2018. To the words present, because it just hasn't been officially said that he needs to get the fuck up out of here. He's a two-time Super Bowl champion. He's an all-rookie. He's a two-time first all-Big 12. He's Big 12 Offensive Lineman of the Year in 2010. He's a consensus All-American in 2010. Nate Solder played in 146 games. He started 143. Get the fuck out of here with all of that. That's who Nate Solder is. And I talk to you about Nate Solder.
This man Googled.
He just had to Google that much.
I wanted everybody to know, we said, talk to me about Nate Solder. I just told everybody about Nate Solder.
You did.
Yes.
You did.
He can get the fuck up out of here now. Mm-hmm. Now you know about him. Bye. He has money. He can go. I don't want his name affiliated with us. I don't want him being brought back in the building because he's a nice guy, where they feel they want to hire him for an offensive line coach or a consultant or an assistant. I don't want him in our building. It's time to go home. It's time to be a family man. It's time to relax and enjoy the victory, not only that God has given you, but the ones that you've had in your life, going to two Super Bowls with Tom Brady. Enjoy your life. Just don't let us see you in life. That's all. Some people would say that about us at some place and point in our lives, right? Check, somebody you better beat up in your life. I don't want to see him no more. Freezy, somebody you might have. You know we don't say those things on air, right? I don't want to see him no more. Okay, you don't want to see him no more. I have a great question. Right. You feel me? I have a great question. You guys ready for this? I want to talk on the Winky Dinky Dog, but I'm going to get over to something else. We didn't spend enough time on Mike Kafka. How do you guys feel about having Mike Kafka? I have not had a conversation about it. I want to hear what you guys got to say about it.
What was the question again, bro?
See?
Yeah, what's the question, sir?
Mike
Kafka. How do you feel about Mike Kafka?
Yeah. I have not had a whole conversation with anybody on Mike Kafka whatsoever.
Well, according to my son and them out there in Kansas City, Mike Kafka, you know what I mean? He was
right.
An intricate piece in my son calming down and trying to be patient. A little bit too damn patient in the playoffs, but in a championship game rather. But he just always looked bugged in the face as a player. I never knew where he was coming to go on pause. But as a coach, I'm understanding that due to the fact that, you know, the league is shitting on black coaches for some reason, especially Bienemy. Bienemy was supposed to be scheduled to get the hell up out of there, and Kafka was supposed to slip right in there as the offensive coordinator. So obviously they not happy they lost him either. That was one of the situations that, you know, they thought they were going to be able to keep in the building. It's another one of those pieces we got out of someone else's building that is on the come up pause. So I'm looking forward to these guys throwing the ball pretty frequently. But I'm looking for them to do it in non-customary ways, right? Spreading shit out. Using the running backs in different ways. But Kansas City also ran the ball. The Bowl and them tried. They ran the ball last year. They did better last year. You know, so I'm looking forward to, you know, some unique play calling from Kafka. or him being a part of it. Because I'm really thinking at this point, the bowl might be feeling himself, and he might need to, you know, grab the clipboard for a second, even though Sean is wanting to do it.
Shakes.
All right, so first, what I'm going to say is, as far as his role, it's going to be huge on this coaching staff as far as the offense. I know the bowl is an offensive-minded guy, and, you know, he probably is going to oversee some things. But for the most part, the main thing that he said in his conference was that he wants to hire an offensive coordinator that he can trust to go ahead and call the plays. Now, looking at it and what you just said with Bienemy, I believe that Kansas City still has Bienemy. So, if you ask them, you want to keep Bienemy or you want to keep Kafka, I'm sure they would say, okay, I want to keep Bienemy. So, I mean, everybody wins in this. They did lose a good coach, but I still think that they got the guy that they love and covet anyway, so that's fine. But as far as us getting him, if you ask me to, like, if you take anybody offensively, offensive mind-wise, from any tree, any coaching tree, it would have to be Andy Reid. I would take an offensive-minded guy that's learned from Andy Reid and then learned from Bienemy, who's been a hot commodity for the last 3 years. And then that's their understudy? Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah, you come over here. So I'm elated that he's our offensive coordinator. I think just like what you had said yesterday and in previous shows, this is getting us to millennial football. A lot of this shit is great offense, great defense. Recently. You know what I mean? Not back in 94 or back in 86. We're talking about recent success. Last 3-4 years. So, yeah, I think definitely we get into the millennial football, as y'all would like to say. And I'm happy about it, especially with my defense, man, because that's all I really give a fuck about. But, yeah, Kafka's cool.
All right, I'll answer my own question, because this is going to start off with something really cool. How old are you, Shakes, if you don't mind? Just the people, I don't know if you want to disclose that. We know you're 21, but I'm asking you how old.
37.
Mike Kafka is 3 years younger than you. He's a 34-year-old offensive coordinator for the New York Giants. He has players on his team that possibly may be older than him, that's been in the league longer than him, that's been doing their thing longer than he has. But you know what that also means? His relativity to the players, the responses that he's going to get, the intel that they're going to learn from him, and then off of the fact that he's that young and successful already. All he has to do is hold up his hand, and you see that ring on his palm and on his fist, and you say to yourself, this man has won at the highest level with some of the highest level caliber players. Let's talk about the caliber of players that he has gotten the ball to from one man, which is Patrick Mahomes, right? Because he's not only an offensive coordinator. His title was quarterback's coach and passing game coordinator. I've never heard of that before in my life. Maybe you guys are better than me. Maybe you did hear that before. I've never heard of that in my life. He's a passing game coordinator. So I guess there's a such thing as a running game coordinator, too. But let's talk about the fact that they built through the draft. They got the pieces that they needed to get. And he put that offense together the way it needs to be. He has a top five tight end, a top three quarterback, a top five wide receiver, and anybody who comes in that system, for some reason, knows how to run it. He uses them to the best of their ability, and all of a sudden, week in, week out, you learn who these guys are. A Mecole Hardman, a Sammy Watkins, a McKinnon. You just finding out Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Damian Williams. All of a sudden, you see who these guys are. Never knew who they were before. But as soon as they hit the Kansas City Chiefs, they become a name. They become a thing. They have games where they break out. And guess what? The vertical spread out passing game is bar none top five in the NFL since he's been in Kansas City. He knows how to get the ball down the field. He knows how to get the ball around the field. And he knows how to get the ball to where it needs to go. And guess what? He is nowhere near a stick play guy. Pause. That is not what he's doing. You do not got to worry about an underneath 3-yard pass on third and nine. He's sending you up the field vertically. It is well so. It is well shown. It is well proven. It is well documented. Patrick Mahomes has the most comebacks in the playoffs from double-digit deficits in less than 5 years. He's the pass game coordinator. Thank you, God, for Mike Kafka. Please bring what you have here. Mm-hmm. I don't see why it would stop. You're only 34 years old. I don't know if you even reached the prime of your coaching mindset.
Mm-mm.
Please bring it here.
There ain't no one there.
And that's the thing. He's getting better. He's 34 years old. I won't even go with a 34-year-old woman.
I would.
Freezy, we on the show. We on the show.
My bad.
And in that segue, he's 34 years old. A man. Take them bullets for that cover too. Y'all know what it is. Y'all ain't never seen nobody run cover two on that. Please stay with us and please bring the mindset that you already have and the one that's going to develop, because as our brother Shakes alluded to, you have been under a great coaching tree, but you have had success because of who you are in that tree. Please become a cornerstone of the New York Football Giants offense, a staple in our system, and stay here for life. You're 34 years old. You don't need to go anywhere. You're coming to the most beautiful city in the world. COVID is dying down. Oh, you're getting all the money you need. You can move out to Jersey somewhere close to, you know, that life. You don't got to worry about things. There's places where your dog can run a half mile and never see a human being. Please, Mike Kafka, do that for us. Thank you so much.
No doubt. Shout out to Mike Kafka. Looking crazy out there in the face. I see you, boy. All right. let's move on to these free agents.
No. We're not doing that. We're not just going to go past that like you ain't understand what you just said. Leave a man face pause alone, bro. I know he looked like somebody ran up on him and tried him many times in his life. You know when he's trying.
I see you, boy.
You know when you've been tried. Crazy, right? Kafka looks like he's been tried. Mm. Leave him alone, bro.
He looked like he's surprised a lot. He looked like he's surprised. You look at him, his eyebrows are always looking up. He's looking crazy.
He's been tried, fam.
Like, what's homeboy named Sashin? Or what's homeboy named the comedian? He looked like he's playing like
Baron
an undercover.
Cohen.
Yeah,
Sasha
he looked like he's playing.
I know
yeah,
exactly
he like,
who you
think. Yeah, that's his name.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Fellas, do y'all know who Freezy is saying he look like? He's saying he look like Borat. I just
Borat.
Need y'all to know.
That's right.
That.
Yeah. He undercover
go.
Though. He undercover Borat. He was in the movie, son. All right. We're going to move it on. We're going to continue on with these free agents. We had stopped off with the bum, Stickity Bum Hunt. Nate Solder. We're going to move on to my son. I don't think my son has earned the contract. His name is Austin Johnson, but for those who don't know, Penn State. I don't think he earned the contract, but I think he would be interesting in the rotation of this defense, though. What you think about that, Chase Montana? Austin Johnson with the wink wink. What you think? Think
he'll be in Vegas.
Alright, I see. That's his daddy over there. Yeah.
Yep.
That's his daddy.
Yep. He'll be in Vegas.
Okay. I'm pretty sure that's where Sean Spence went too. I didn't track it down, but I'm pretty sure of it. Alright, you chose one from the Bronx. How you feeling about Austin Johnson as a free agent?
He going to mm-hmm. Vegas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or Wink Martindale is going to say, you know what? I want to put together that 7-game stretch where you shine bright like a diamond for the New York Giants last year. We're not gonna take that away from him. Austin Johnson had a 7-game stretch last year where we mentioned his name at least twice a game. If y'all don't want to remember it, go back to the archives. We came on the show and was like, yo, Austin Johnson is playing. Like, he's really making it happen. Sacks, penetration, pause, disruptive in the backfield, run stopping. Yo, he was really making it happen. To the point where we started disrespecting Danny Shelton's thing ass. Feel me? Rock creature ass. We started disrespecting Danny Shelton. Danny Shelton.
Rock creature?
Yeah, bro. You know what I mean? You ever seen Inhumanoids? That's what Danny Shelton is. Remember? The lava. You could be the lava, the earth, or the water.
Yeah.
The Inhumanoid. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yo. See, he was a lava creature, B.
The Inhumanoids.
Right, fam.
Yeah, I remember that shit.
Right. It was used to be a dude called Decomposed on there. Remember? He looked like he was, like, dying.
Dying and shit.
He would touch you and you would decompose. Word. Yeah, bro. He looked like one of the lava creatures on there, man.
I remember
that. Right. But, you know, Austin Johnson, man, I think if I was Winky Dinky Dog, I would take a look and say, you know what? Cheap labor to play himself into something possibly to, you know, earn some more money. But we all know Pop Dukes just got a new job. And we all know they could use a backup out there, possibly start a Durham injury, and he would fit into that system perfectly because he's more of a necessity there. So, Shakes, not just on the head, paws, but on the neck, the shoulders, the vertebrae, L2, C2, everywhere. That's exactly where I believe Austin Johnson will go. His helmet will be silver and black next year, and he will be playing against, he'll be playing right next to the LGBTQ.
Yep.
Damn.
Yep.
We support the LGBTQ on there.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Big time. We love them.
Yeah.
We love the L.
Everybody's in the building. All right, not this building, but they're somewhere. Yeah, but all right,
check
this out.
You know me.
All right, so the next one up on the docket is Shake's bum ass son, Billy Price and them.
I can't wait to hear this.
I can't believe we gave up your other son for this bum. We gave up BJ Hill for this bum.
This is a fat toy.
I need to hear this,
bro. Hold on. Let me go pour something to drink. Because this is going to be so interesting that it's ridiculous. Hold on, Shakes, before you go. Just real quick. I just got to get this out. Real quick. One son just helped his team make it to the Super Bowl with a crucial play.
Mm-hmm. When they finally put him in there, they put him in on the injury.
And the other son was a part of crucifixion. go ahead, bro.
All right, so for one, he showed favoritism to one grandchild or great-grandchild, another. It's the wrong one, though. But see, here's the thing. This just goes to, for one, the stupidity and the reason why he should be fired in the first place, or should have been fired, or quote-unquote retired, right? Because you are so rich on one side. One side, you got so many defensive linemen that you can just toss them along to a team. Like, hey, you take him and give me any offensive lineman you got. Give me him. Give me my other great-grandchild. Right there, him. And Cincinnati Bengals offensive line has been terrible to the point we was like, they got him killed in Burrow last year. Injury, all that. Billy Price was part of that. Now, of course, I still like the kid. But now seeing him in the New York Giant uniform, boy got to go. Yeah, he got to go.
All right, then. Whole bum ass. Get your bum ass out of here. All right, that's another bum.
Yeah,
in the...
that just
hold on,
proves...
another bum. Oh, I just found another bum.
Oh,
man.
He was sick, man.
Hold on, Freezy.
Gentleman was sick, man.
In short.
I'll tell y'all.
I'll answer Billy Price in short. He's hazardous to quarterback's health. He got Daniel Jones killed. He's hazardous to quarterback's health. Last year, he got a whole quarterback ACL, MCL, PCL, ALC tore out. This year, he getting people concussed, neck contusions. Like, he's a murderer, bro. Billy Price is AKA the QB murderer. He works for the defense. Billy Price got them under the table conversations. Brad Flores.
Yo. Yeah, I'm sorry, man. That dude right there is a whole bum. And I can't believe he did this to ourselves.
Quarterback.
Chase, it's all your fault, Shake. It's all your damn fault.
Claimed him too. Remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Remember
the bum
offensive
lineman
draft?
It's all your fault,
y'all. You talking about nope? This your son. I told you, he played center.
But why?
He's a bum.
Why?
Ask Brad Hedges.
Man.
That's his man.
I got a couple bums on here too. That's my son. I got a couple more. Yeah,
oh, we gonna get into that. All of us.
The next player on the docket is your bum ass son, Edie Chosen One, is Evan Engram. Do we bring his bum ass back? No, we don't. Because I think
is
if
he really
stays over
bum?
Here, he gonna be a fucking bum. No, you're a free agent. He gonna be a bum if he stays here. I think he's going to run. And I'm going back.
Well, I think it's
over. That's
how
I feel about him. Now, I think he need to change the slate, man. He done got raped and robbed and pillaged out here, man. Soul Glow, everything. He need to cut his hair. He need to get a couple tattoos and get a real dark-skinned girlfriend.
The question is this. Can Mike Kafka put him in the position, pause, that he actually needs to be in finally? Does Mike Kafka believe in him?
No, Mike Kafka, go ahead out and draft my son, Trey McBride, my new son. We don't need no more of these bums around here.
I'm going to grab my son, Doucette, UCLA. Y'all know what it is. Going to call him Doucette. Grab off Doucette.
gonna get the Duke stay in the building, baby.
Fact.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, nah, on the real though, he's a bum. That's only because he over here, man. I think we done fucked his concentration up his whole world. He just got the rest of the fresh bust pipes and shit like that. Or make diamonds. But it just bust the pipe on this kid. All over his head. Pipe bomb on this motherfucker here. But Shakes Montana, talk to me about this bum ass dude. He's a good kid though. By the way, he's a good guy. You know, he's a really good kid.
That's a good guy.
Evan Ingram. He's a good guy. Really like him.
Man, listen. I told this man in his face. He don't learn how to block
sure
around here, bro. I don't want you around these parts, bro. You know what I mean? And he tried, man. He tried. He really did. I give him an A for effort. Real. But, man got to go. I don't think he going to want big money. He earned that big money to me, so I'm not even on the down type of shit on him. I think he earned big money that we can't even pay or afford to pay. So, goodbye, good riddance, so long. Wish you all the luck in the world and in your future endeavors.
You said he earned big money.
Yep.
With the market, you talking about the market?
Yep.
Oh, I got you. You the chosen one to talk about your bum ass son.
No.
Talk about you, you know what I mean? Your children, man.
Too light skinned.
What about the kids?
Too light skinned.
Coming to America Part 3. So glad you're going to be in there.
If there's such a thing, it's him. Too light-skinned. Listen. Now, everybody's going to agree with this, but because of the fact that, this will be his fifth year, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we kept him, this will be his fifth year or sixth year?
This will be fourth.
Yes, sir. It'll be his fifth. This is his fifth coming up. Go ahead.
Mm.
Wow. We've been wanting to get rid of him since his third. He has stuck around to his fifth.
Mm-hmm.
This is the part of his career that I
been
believe.
Been 4 years with.
Yep. This is the part
of
his career.
The whole rookie contract. We did the whole, we did the whole cheat.
Yeah,
we did the whole thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This is the part of his career. I think that somebody says, you know what? I know exactly what to do with that kid. And we start looking at him on another team and going, damn, we didn't use him the way he was supposed to be used. And Evan Ingram goes on to play for another 9 to 10 years in the NFL. And he went to the Super Bowl.
His body's still fragile, son. I don't know if his body just go out and get rock hard, Paul. You know what I mean?
You know why? But you know why I'm saying it, Freeze? Because they're not going to allow him to be a tight end. Somebody's going to just turn him into a big wide receiver. So he's not even going to have to worry about lower body injuries with guys that are stronger than him pushing his feet into the ground and legs into the ground. He's just going to get free releases and be bigger than most of the people he catches the ball against. Somebody's going to say, it's time for you to be converted to this word, and here is where you're going to make your living and earn some money and actually win something down the line.
Yeah.
There was no reason to make him a tight end the beginning of his career. He should have been a wide receiver since he was drafted.
Jonathan, what's a good fit for Evan Ingram?
Oh, I have a lot of good places that he can go.
Now, give me,
send that
give
after
me
Jacksonville. Send that after Jacksonville.
Don't do that to him.
You think Belichick don't know what he want to do with Ingram if he gets...
Belichick.
But they already paid them two guys over there. They already paid Hunter Henry. They paid them.
The dude Jonu, right?
Yeah, they paid both of them.
Yeah.
3-year contracts.
Alright, real quick, let me get this young fella in here. 914-205-5796. That's the number to call in. Hashtag the shakedown on that Twitter. We got with us Dan C from California. What's going on, Dan C?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Dan. What's going on, brother?
Peace, bro.
Nothing much. Just working. Just called in. I usually go on the internet to see if you guys have got a show going. That's what I'm just call.
All
right.
And
we love you for
California love.
I know, the home of the Super Bowl, bro, right here. I'm live
right
on the street outside the stadium. What do you guys need to know? No.
Tell her you got three brothers. You don't need no trouble.
Mm-hmm. So, Dan, see, right now what we're doing, man, outside of just talking about the new coordinators, things like that, we're talking about the free agents we got, man, and releasing them or keeping them. I mean, there's, like, a lot of releasing going on right now. And at the top of the docket was Nate Solder. How you feel about Nate Solder, sir?
Bro, come on.
Bro.
Later.
Bro.
Should have been gone. He's been gone for, I don't even know who he's talking about.
Yeah.
Hope his son's doing all right. That's about all I have to say about that guy.
Exactly.
Hope his son's all right.
Good. Yeah.
Peace be the journey.
God bless. All right, what about Austin Johnson?
Doesn't matter. I think interchangeable. Depends on what Wink wants to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the tackle, right? Inside guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. Fit in or get out. I don't know what to tell you. But if I mean all these free agents, I don't know. I'll cut anybody, bro. I'm not married to anybody on this team. Let's see. Azulari. Obviously, he's a rookie. And Tony, that's about it, bro. It's really about it.
Mm-hmm.
He said get down and lay down.
Get down and lay down, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Church is money on the ground, baby.
For real, bro.
Get the watch.
I mean,
get the
to me, this looks like the rebuild of rebuild from the ground up. So nobody's safe.
Yeah.
Well, why do I want
No, no, no. No, no, that's what we're talking about this because we know, like, a lot of these dudes is already getting the clippings. Right now, we're just sweeping up the hair off of the barber floor.
All right.
So
yeah,
the next one, the next bum is is Billy Price.
Oh my! No, I mean, goodbye. We need a center, bro. Not you.
Yeah, it's out
later.
Of here.
You did your job.
It's up.
You did your job. We traded
you.
For you. We
and
tried.
Stuck.
We tried. Yeah, they went down with the ship, bro. Later.
Yeah, he's a stinker.
We paid the price.
What about
on that one?
Exactly. Yeah, PJ Hill. What about Evan Engram?
Oh my no, bro! I've wanted him gone 2 years ago when he was worth something. Now he's gone for free, right? Isn't he just gone?
Free, yeah. .com.
What is
dot
he up
org,
for? Like,
dot gov.
I would. Bro, I'd leave a chocolate on his pillow and be like, gone. That's it.
Oh,
not even getting a call.
The complimentary mint.
This room.
Yeah, I mean,
all
right. So now you're all caught up now. So let's get into
an
interesting name, and then I'm gonna go to you, Shakespeare, for this one. Is Jabril Peppers? Because I know that's your son. Shakespeare Montana.
Hey, that's great. Yeah. That's great that you went to me first because there's gonna be a lot of this. But I'm telling y'all, man, this is what's going to happen. I'm warning y'all now. I'm telling y'all to get y'all minds wrapped around it now. He will be here next year. Yeah. Peppers will be here next year. And the reason why I keep on saying it, that injury, ain't nobody going to touch him. No teams will touch him. The Giants will wait for him to get healthy. And around August, September, they will holler at him. More than likely August. But they will holler at him, and he'll be ready, and he'll be there for camp. Peppers will be here next season.
All right, well, yeah. All right, I got you. Eddie chose one from the Bronx.
See, I'm never going to dispute my brother. I'm just going to add to what my brother has to say. The same way Yasi, he talked about Jabril Peppers, I want y'all to get your heads around the whole Daniel Jones thing. See how nobody fighting? I believe in that, Shakes. I believe that. What you just said, I'm going to believe it to be true. Let's leave the same way we leaving Jabril Peppers alone. let's leave Daniel Jones alone. And no, this is not a defense. This is a let's just leave it alone because it will hurt your feelings if you keep thinking about it. So I'm telling you, let's get over it. Let's move forward. Same way. I feel you, Chase. I'm with you. 1,000% on you. He will be here because nobody will want him. Just like Daniel Jones. Nobody will want him.
No, we want him. Pause.
Right, that's it.
All right.
Get it?
Dan C. Talk to me, baby, man.
Yo.
Jabril Peppers, man. You take everybody. Everybody?
Yeah, you know what? That's a guy I like. I don't really have a problem with him. I like the way he plays. I feel like he's a good locker room guy. I feel like he likes it in New York. I think that's one. I don't know the contract situation, but I have no problem with him coming back and off an injury.
Mm-hmm.
If we want to restructure, we can restructure. I think that's a mutual thing, and I think he has enough on tape to show the new defensive team makers that he can contribute. You know, I mean, we've been rebounding mm-hmm. here. Why not bring him in? I don't see a problem with bringing him back.
Yeah, he's a free agent, man. He's off the books.
I like him, man. I mean, we got upset with him. Spit it out, Dan. We got upset with him because he's not the star of the defense. He's a good attribute on the defense. And our defense was trash when he was balling. He was standing out at times making tackles and plays, but he's not to be relied upon. You know what I mean? So I have no problem with that guy.
Mm-hmm.
I totally agree. But yeah, mm-hmm. I'm definitely a Peppers fan. He's definitely
He's a guy I'm rooting for. But I'm sorry for the silence. But if they said he's gone, I wouldn't be like, oh man. I'd be like, well, okay, he's gone.
I'm gonna add to what both of you guys are saying, and Freezy as well. See if you guys agree with me or not. I think in a Martindale system,
mm-hmm.
he'd be way more effective than in a Graham
system. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, I think he fits. He's a blitzing strong safety. I'm sorry, my bad. I'm stepping all on you, Wizard. My bad, bro.
No. We saying the same thing. That's why. So go ahead, brother. Take it away.
Yeah. He's a blitzing safety, and I think if anything, his heavy hand plays well in his defense, and he wouldn't have to be, you know, what they wanted him to do is cut. They wanted him more in coverage, and he really is like a backup.
And he was on the Browns before coming here, so Wink saw him twice a year. I'm sure they overlapped and saw each other.
Yeah,
so.
I'm pretty sure they scouted him.
I'm sure he knows what he's capable of.
I'm pretty sure they scouted him. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure he knows what he's capable of, so he either fits it or he...
And is based on an injury?
Great for the community, man. The community loves him.
I think he's good for the, he's good for the organization. He's good for the locker room. Real quick, let me bring in our brother right here, 914-205-5796. That's the number to call in. Hashtag the Shakedown on the Twitters. We got a brother with us, Lou from Jersey. What's going on, Lou?
Good evening, guys.
Lou, what's going on, Lou?
Good evening.
All right.
Peace to
a rare Thursday moment.
I know.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
No, my other show is off this week, so, you know, I thought I'd just come on here for a little while.
We love the fact that you said that.
Thanks.
I can't recall you calling Lou since the Cowboys lost.
No, I have, but I haven't even get through to you.
Oh, okay.
For whatever reason, I've been calling.
Okay.
Good,
well, guess what?
Good,
you're here. Let's discuss it, Lou. How you feel about it?
About the Cowboys loss?
Yes, Lou.
We got screwed.
Wow.
We had that second left, but no, the refs cheated us out of it. We got screwed.
Okay, so.
So you thought within that second you were going to do what?
Right.
We should have had that.
You would have
scored.
We should have
had
that
second. What were you going to do?
The ball, but they didn't give it to us.
Okay.
Okay, so let's say if you would have spiked the ball, right? How many seconds would have been on the clock? One or two? Something like that, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, 2-second spike. what would have happened with 2 seconds left in the game?
Could have threw a quick pass. And went ran.
And you would have scored, you believe?
Quick pass to the bomb.
Yeah, Lou, we love you, Lou, but you didn't even believe that just now. You know,
nah,
it would have been a hope. You would have had a hope and a prayer and a wish, right? But I don't think y'all would have really.
I did.
Come on, Lou. So all they did was.
No, Lou.
That wasn't a good game for you, Lou. You didn't come out good in this one.
Well, what about the kickoff, not squibbing it, running some time off, and then what about the QB run?
The QB run.
Yeah, well, you know, swift kick. I mean, that was, you know, that's a thing you don't do anyway. Especially with in the Tampa Bay game, you don't do that to break because they'll come back and bite you.
Squib it all day, baby.
Yeah.
You know,
there's some things
Team
you just
Madden.
Don't do.
Team Madden, baby.
I love you, right, but what you don't do is you don't run a QB sneak.
Yeah, you got to lose your mind right there.
That was a dumb move. That was dumb.
You lost your mind.
But not to bring up all the stuff because I'm living in the, like they say, don't throw stones if you're in a glass house, bro. Crystal clear. Like, I don't even see a way out of here. So I'm not
no walls.
Stones, bro.
No, you don't have no walls. Paul, ain't no walls here. Yeah, no walls. All right, so the next player on the docket here, fellas, is my bum ass son. Willie, love you, son. You know what I mean? Invite you to have a barbecue, everything like that. Will Hernandez. So, Willie.
Oh, my God.
Willie H. Love you, son, but you got to go. At no level do I want you at this point. I know you've been around a whole bunch of bad talent. You kind of got a bad shape. You got some COVID in your life. But, unfortunately, I think you need to go down the road and get a good look somewhere else. How you feel, Shakes?
They call him William H., the all-time great.
Fuck
all the hoes out of New York State.
I like William H., man, but... I think he's another one that needs a fresh start somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
I just hope he don't go to Philly, man. Don't go to Philly.
You
please.
Already see it in the cards.
Yeah, don't do it, yo. Don't go to Philly.
Please go to Philly, Will.
You know how they do it.
Please go to Philly, Will, so that our pass rushes can do to you what their pass rushes was doing to you. Please go to Philadelphia.
I
need you to be the same bum in a different uniform when
bum.
It counts most for us. I need you to be the same bum. Why would y'all go?
Personally, I don't think that's the case, bro.
Recent
pass. Even Eric Flowers has turned up, gone somewhere else and has some success. Bobby Hart has went somewhere else and has some success. Like, what the fuck? Who else, bro? Richburg.
Now
he went to San
Francisco
as the success somewhere else. What's the guy? Pugh over there in Arizona. Success. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I'm just saying. I can't look at all those guys and say that William H. ain't going to have some success.
He don't do it in Philly.
Go somewhere else, please.
Okay.
He just ain't going to do it in New York State.
Each and every one of those guys that you name were nowhere near the bum status that he is. And also, we all saw what we needed to do with Eric Flowers. We all saw what we needed to do with him. Washington said, let's do it.
Well, that was William the last result for Eric Flowers until he had retired.
And he got the bag.
I don't know. I think my son William H. might got a chance to play center somewhere. Somebody might be the bully in him. I don't know. He might got a chance. His life might be extended.
Let me, you know what? I heard this man squeal. You understand me? Like, I'm coming from a whole different perspective here. the sights and sounds that I was a part of, I had to call my brother Shakes Montana. Hurt. My spirit was hurt. I said, Shakes, I've never heard a grown man squeal in the trenches. Hands was laid on William H., and I heard him. I said, no. I got up and left and called Shakes on the road. I said, Shakes, I heard him squeal. I'm out of here. Don't do that, Shakes. Don't laugh at me, bro. You know how I was hurting, man. You know I was hurting, bro. Don't do that. I called you, fam.
That's crazy. Huh?
I couldn't believe it. No. Mm-hmm. Whatever William H. got going on, he's going to be a backup there and serviceable guy. That's it.
He's going to be a backup dancer somewhere. He's going to be good, man. He's going to be good until he got to be the man. Dan, see, talk to me, baby. How you feel about William H., the all-time great? Just not in New York State, man. We can't do it. Sorry.
Dan C working.
He told us he's working.
He went to work.
My bad. Will Hernandez.
Yeah.
You talking about still? Yeah. Nah.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Okay, you go to the Eagles, wherever. And I do feel what Shakes is saying, but that's the old regime, bro. That's the old training staff. Even like three staffs ago, people laying over, not teaching technique. So it's too long. He's too long in the tooth. Now we need the young boys to get in here and be cohesive with the new quarterback.
Mm-hmm. I feel you. Lou, you got something on that, Lou? William H. You want him over there with Dallas, don't you?
No.
No.
It don't make me silly because right now I'm a little bit ticked off at Philly. Well, actually a little more ticked off at Brooklyn, to be honest.
We can get into that, Lou, a little bit later, and we definitely
We're going to jump into that. We lost Dan.
We're
going to
jump into that.
I'm pretty sure he jumped back in. But before we jump into that, we're going to finish off the list. We got a couple more on here. This one right here, just a complete bum. He never coming back. I'm just going to say his name, though. Just an honorable mention. The long neck Glennon. Just an honorable mention. Long neck Glennon. God bless you. Never want to see that ever again in life. I don't want to see that on no one's team. You are now a coach.
God bless the dead.
You are now a coach, sir. Whoa.
Yeah, but did you earn it?
No. All you got to do is hold the clipboard and be quality control. Then they see it.
In other words, no.
Yeah, they never earn it. Cut it out, Lou.
Well, then they're wrong for getting it.
Didn't we just signed somebody's son. I mean, for a coach. Sperano. Tony Sperano Jr.
Right.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Oh, yeah. Sperano Jr.
Yeah, we load names up. I don't know. We like a celebrity whore. What's going on over there?
What he going to be doing?
I'm not sure.
I think offensive line somewhere. I think he's on offensive line.
Where his job is?
He there, bro. He in the building.
He might be working with OG, Bobby Johnson.
OG, Bobby Johnson.
You know you got to hit the guns in here. Y'all know what that's about. Y'all want to talk crazy? Let's talk crazy. Y'all know what that's about. Hey, Tony, what's going on? Put him over there with Lusada Machadi and the big mouth guys all on the corner. You know, y'all know what's up. Y'all know what Tony is. He interviewed himself. Hey, listen, I want a job with you guys. What's going on? Tony, get him a key card. He interviewed himself, bro. Nobody knew who he was last night. Y'all know what's up. Look over there, John and Steve. You know who these guys are. Tony, go let them know you need a key.
Get him a key card.
He walked up in that light. and walked out the OC.
You hear me? Shaking hands with the captain, boy.
Yo, brother. Come on, man. Come on. Come on, bros. Come on. Y'all serious right now? Tony Serrano Jr. Now, they're about to put a bunch of credentials up on his resume that he ain't have no success in. And he was talking
hey,
to
man.
Him.
Put him Yeah.
All right.
Who were you, Tony? You know, I was with Lou and Jazz. We did the thing over there when, you know, we did that thing. Okay, we got that done. Forget about it.
What was your job title, man? Don't worry about it. It was in the building.
Yo, on Tony Serrano Jr.'s desk is going to be a crystalline figure that says, forget about it. Fleetwood Brown, forget about it. Yo,
God bless
yo, what,
you. God
I'm,
bless
I'm
you.
Done. I'm done. Right. I'm done, bro. All right,
so
let me go.
We're going to hold on. No, you ain't done. You ain't done because the next one on here is my bum-ass son, Danny Shelton. You know what I'm saying? The humanoid.
Right,
you know
bro.
What I mean? Out here looking like Rock Grizzle.
Hey, man.
He
Bob and Rock.
Yeah,
Danny.
Can I say something here, please? Why you keep laughing, bro? Stop. All right? Big man. Listen. Y'all realizing? See, shit. You know I can't, Freezy. Put my beat on, because that'll get me. Put my beat on, please. That'll get me.
Let me get you.
That'll get
me. It's
shape. Sports damn motherfucking bebop and shit, bro. Motherfucking mommy and Danny show. All the way. Go ahead, though.
All right. So, shape. Look. There you go. Are y'all realizing how many bums we are talking about? Like, we are on, like,
yes.
seventh or eighth bump, bro. But we go,
yes.
we over here talking about guys that shouldn't be on a team. But we're now we're talking about guys that should have never been here. Listen, yo, we really
never.
Are that guy, bro. We really are that guy. And it hurts. That's why I'm laughing. I'm lethargic right now. I cannot believe these guys were on this team and we actually thought we had a chance with them.
Yep.
That's crazy, man.
Yep.
Man, to me, and I hear you, but I kind of have a different take on it. Like, even though I'm sitting here saying that these guys got to go, they're still guys that I respect as players and what they bring to a team, just not my team anymore. Like, they just got to go. You got to go. Like Evan Engram, I think he's going to have a good career going forward.
I'm with you on that.
You know, I think Hernandez will have a all right average career going forward. And we named somebody else, Austin Johnson, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I
all these guys,
mm-hmm.
they good.
Mm-hmm.
They just got to be good somewhere else. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but
a lot of these dudes
are second-string players that were starting.
Right.
You know what
Billy
I mean?
Price, Nate Solder.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, nah, they the bums. I ain't going, you know what I mean? I ain't going to hold
yo,
them. Them dudes,
talking.
I ain't named
started
them.
Off with the they
the bums.
That's Freezy started off
last
with the
last two. Yeah, you know I had to start off with, you know, start off
of
with
course.
The change cup holders. They shaking the change cup. You know, these last two guys are very interesting. Even though he's an older gentleman, man, I really like this guy, Elijah Penny. I really like him.
Yo,
man.
I do
I
too, bro.
Him.
I think he has a life with
you.
Us. And, yo, what did he do wrong? He's a victim of circumstance in my mind. Mm-hmm. He really was a bright spot
yeah.
in all the spots that was dark.
Yeah, yeah. Gotta be honest. I like Elijah. But
word.
I don't know where they. Hold on. Did Buffalo have a fullback? I don't know.
Nah, they just had a three-back rotation with Breida
no,
Moss
they,
and
they do
back.
Have
yeah,
a fullback.
They had a fullback. Yeah,
they do got a fullback. The one from Baltimore. That the damn. What's his fucking name? I think he was from Baltimore, though, bro. They do got a fullback, yo. They love fullbacks.
Hold on, I'm going to see right now.
Was he the
Yeah, they got a fullback. This dude named
the white kid.
Reggie Gilliam. They got a fullback.
Yo, where was Reggie?
He was on the field, bro.
I didn't. You know what? We watched a lot of Buffalo games, and I didn't know Reggie was around. Okay.
Reggie was okay. I mean, I ain't got no problem with Elijah. I don't know how y'all feel about Elijah.
Yeah, man. I don't either. We going.
I think it's
all
low money,
ball.
Low cost all the time. So
yeah.
I never hit on
money. Little $5 million.
I don't even know if we're gonna be that bad. But, you know, we'll see.
Right. You feel me? Little 2 years, $8 million, five guaranteed. Like that's all he needs. He's good.
I got a problem with it, but. Hey, we'll see. We might see somebody who got a younger kid. Who knows? The last kid is his son, he the chosen one. And I think.
You asked me about
shit.
Him, man. And I think
oh,
Elijah Pinto.
Yeah.
Bro, but I mean, just a Bogart, that shit. But, you know, Elijah Penny, another guy that I think is a good player. But I just think he's going to be good somewhere else. I don't think the money just going to match up. I think that he going to want. And not that he's going to want so much money, but
he deserves
that money, much money for us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, no,
yeah.
Fuck that. I mean, I think we're going to sit and draft a fullback or even have an undrafted one.
Yep. I could dig it. Even though, you know, I like the player, I could dig it. But this one here is interesting. Either chosen one son, Georgia kid, Joe Carter. I believe Joe Carter deserves another shot at the title. Some people may not think so. I do. Second year for Achilles. He looked pretty good towards the end of the year. He was coming on. We saw it. It was apparent. I think he deserves another shot, man. prove a deal, probably just like Peppers. You know what I mean?
I'll let you go first on this, Jake.
Okay, who is this?
Lorenzo Carter.
Oh, no, nah, he gone.
Oh, no, my lord.
Oh, no, he gone.
I guess we'll never know.
Yeah, he gone, man. But listen, like, he did. And one thing about it, he impressed a lot of people in that organization last year. Like, the way he stepped up. And I'm not sure if y'all seen it on the field much. I seen it. Yeah. But, like, as far as the locker room and everything, like, he was one of the leaders on that field. And he stepped up, not just talking. He stepped up on that field and backed up his words. I think he's gonna go somewhere. He's gonna make some money somewhere else, though.
All right, Shakes, and I'm surprised, right? Because he's the type of linebacker Wink Martindale turns into a superstar.
Yeah.
He's the type of guy, sideline to sideline, quickness, ability to rush the passer. It's every angle that you need when it comes to run and pass defense and long, rangy. And, yo, he's a Wink Martindale guy.
And it's a game show host.
You're saying a lot of right things, and I'm sorry, Lou, but you're saying a lot of right things, but it's kind of the same thing I kind of feel with Shep. I love Shep, great shit and all that. And even with this system, like, he can flourish in this system. But it's always a factor of what Black Freezy, his motto is, best ability, availability. And we can't depend on him, man. So to sit there and pay him the money that he's going to make on the market for somebody that we can't depend on, I don't think we can do it, bro.
I think we do a 1 year prove it deal with him before we do a 1 year prove it deal with Peppers.
Here's the thing, his market value is not going to be worth a prove it deal.
You know what? We need to. Can we get
that market value
tonight?
his agent is looking at, he's saying, don't take no fucking prove it deal. You about to get money, bro.
Yeah.
So, okay. You feel he put enough tape on the field to show he could be an intricate part of somebody else's defense, and they're going to say, you know what, that guy can come in here and immediately help us?
Yeah, I think he's going to get like four to 5 million per, you know what I mean? Maybe even
wait
6 to 7, you know what I mean?
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Let me, you know, let me see what the market is.
Market is closed. I don't want that fool either.
Apparently. He want everybody out too. And I think it's for, like, we both on the same thing, like we booting everybody out, but like for the different reasons. Like like you just like fuck them all. I'm like, yo, they cool and everything. They just gotta go just respectfully, you know. Disrespectful, respectfully.
Well, I'm trying to think of it if I was coming in with also me being a Giants fan. And, yeah, he did put enough on film last year. But, yeah, in the chat, we were always saying, yeah, because your freaking deal's up, bro. Like, where was this? Where have you been? Which I don't want a guy like that. Which I know they're all like that. I would be like that. Come on. Of course. Got to get
that. Because I'm telling you, I got that Devon Kennard feeling with him all over again. We're going to be sitting there like.
Well, if that's the case, if he turns into that, but honestly, Devon Kennard did so much more for us.
Look,
than what he
I'm gonna tell you right now.
I can't believe they let him go.
Did he?
Look, we're gonna mess this
he
up.
Did, bro.
You can't,
he did.
You can't mess this up. I'm gonna tell you why we can't mess this up. Jones can't retain our own and draft. We gotta retain somebody. We getting rid of every damn body.
Everybody, bro. Everybody. Everything must go. Closing time.
Everything that must did in the money. Everything that must did.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, maybe the short, the quicker way is to tell you who's staying. I don't know. You know, it's probably 2 or 3 guys that I'm like.
It's going
like
to be some changes, bro. It's going to be some changes, bro.
No, we just had a whole lot of changes. We got to the bottom of it, so we got to keep a loop.
I know, but see, what you're doing is you're giving up the free agents, you know what I'm saying? And that's cool. It's like, it's a lot of them free agents. We're not bringing them back, bro. Like,
no,
we're
cutting
that.
We
free. Go free, bird.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, you know what I mean? It's not even just them. You know what I mean? It's going to be those guys that we restructure contracts and... And if you ain't trying to restructure, you gonna have to kick rocks too, bro. It's gonna be changes.
Check Nick on the block. Well, check Nick on the block, bro.
What?
I saw him hugging the bowl over there. He got the, you know, the bike and all this. Check you out of here, bro. We love you.
Yeah, and let me tell you something.
I'm not sure. Go ahead.
His schemes, if the way Shep runs on the field, leaves his feet. I thought he would leave that alone, but he obviously didn't. And his injuries due to his running style. Shep runs by digging in the ground. He doesn't run by running away from the floor. He plants his feet so hard into the ground when he runs. And that's why he gets injured. I really paid attention to this. So now if you guys get a chance, you can watch it too. He doesn't run like a normal wide receiver. He runs like a running back.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yo, he sticks his foot so hard in the ground when
he
runs.
Yeah,
instead of being light-footed like you're supposed to be to get away, he's running hard to break tackles.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he gets injured. He's not Deebo Samuel.
No, I think that's why he leaves his feet. His feet don't be planted, though. He can run as hard as the fuck he wants to, but he don't never stay on them bitches.
Yo, he jumps in the air for nothing.
Yeah.
For nothing.
I mean, not even just
like,
look at the yak.
For?
He don't really have much yak because it seems like for some reason, I don't know if it's something wrong with his feet or he's just running. He got 3 feet.
A lot of times, wide receivers change their techniques with the coaches they get up under. I think his best technique was under McAdoo and Shermer. because they never. If you look at his yak yards with McAdoo and Sherman, it was a lot more. You know, Shep could take a slant. Shep could take a go route. He could take an in route. You know, a seven route, and you're like, okay, Shep, he'll pull away. But for some reason, whoever he was under the last like couple of years, it changed his technique and his running style.
Whoever he was under, damn, bro, you don't even want to say guard name.
No. He doesn't get that
anymore.
I'm not sure Shep
should even play another NFL game.
All them concussions,
man.
Yeah, but he
got another
out
one
more
there towards the end of the season.
Oh, he went out with a concussion?
Pretty
yeah,
sure.
Nah, I thought I saw him with a leg injury.
Yeah, that too. I'm more worried about the dome, man.
I think he probably had one on the field and was faking it and shit. I think that probably happened, man. Because I could have sworn I seen him get knocked a couple of times. He just looked a little blanky. And then he walked off and everybody was like, I don't know, the NFL dog is going to jump on him. Check him. Pull that motherfucker off the field.
And I know this, guys, may not have nothing to do with what you guys may think about, but I'm going to tell you the truth, man. This whole thing with Mary J. Blige and the divorce at this point is a real thing.
I'm so sad that he,
really?
You know, they look
yo,
so beautiful together,
thing,
that couple, man.
It's a real thing. Like,
I didn't know
yo.
He's with the one of the wicked witches of the witch, you know what I'm saying, of the West. I'm going to say the East, rather. But, you know, come on, man.
North, South, and...
She,
what
yeah,
is it?
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
not
remember
following
that? Remember
what you're
that?
Saying. What happened?
I'm saying that during his situation during the season, right, you can tell when you've seen his play and his frustration and just his whole demeanor on the field, regardless to losing. Shep has always been one of those guys with a smile, one of those guys to get other guys riled up. He was always one of those guys. Like, New York, we love him here because he's that type of guy. His personality is Victor Cruz-ish-like, you know? Just not as big, but Victor Cruz-ish-like. Yo, towards the season, when he had his divorce going on, you can tell it changed the person that he was. Then after that...
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, in his divorce, he got with Mary J. Blige. Yes, old as Mary J. Blige. Sterling Shepard is 27 years old. Mary J. Blige is 54.
Yeah. Hey, man.
Oh, older than I am.
Hey.
Wow.
Grew up on it, bro. Grew up on that.
Yeah. But with all the things that she's been through in her life, leave that boy alone, man. He already going through a divorce. Separating
hey, man,
from his
Super
kids.
Bowl now. She's playing the halftime
yeah.
show.
Putting right. And look what he doing, watching the halftime show.
He's in the VIP
I
box.
I ain't against
watching
it. I feel like she can be that.
I did not know that, bro.
Yeah, bro.
So I was super confused. I was like, Mary J. Blige, what's the halftime show gonna do?
And then done that already. You know what I mean?
Trust
her.
Halftime show.
Trust her.
Shep gonna be in the halftime show, son.
Yeah,
she is, bro.
I'm talking about Shep. Shep gonna be up there.
Baby.
Oh yeah.
Hey, that's my baby.
Nah, he gonna be at the 50-yard line.
My booby cat.
Cast on, taking straight pitches.
It's my booby cat.
I know, you know, I don't know about that, man.
She's
leeching off his youth, man. She's leeching off his youth.
I'm telling you, bro, giving them worms, everything.
What am I saying to your mother? What are you talking about?
Bro,
she's going to give you worms.
Right, bro, giving them worms. I'm like,
I'm
Jeffy.
I know I'm Roof Roof, but I ain't a dog mama.
She could be this man's mom, B. Like, come
oh,
on with
I
it.
He's got a thing, bro.
Yep, ain't no mama. Do your thing.
It's
stuff.
A lot. You know, it's just a it ain't going to last too long. Watch this. It's going to be a thing for a minute, and she ain't trying to get with no Sterling Shepard for real, and it ain't real love right there, okay? Look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane.
Right.
Oh, it's Mary J. and the damn thing changed. Looking for a fucking sickle dog, dog.
Nah, man, I can't.
You know,
we driving on the
well.
Thursday,
you
man.
That,
we
driving
on the Thursday,
he was
man.
Like,
Nah, I said she looking like an old cougar.
She looking like an old piece of broccoli.
That's what I'm talking about. For fact, B. And let's not act like the makeup going to hide all them lines. Okay? When
like
they be putting the close-up shots on her. I'll be screaming.
Shep,
Patrick!
Shep, go get the Chanel shorty back. I don't know her real name, but go get her back.
Yo, for
oh,
real, son.
Terrible, man.
For real, B.
It's probably toxic, though, man.
Yeah, she probably is kind of toxic.
Street, bro. She's doing it, you know what I mean?
I don't
she
know about the streets, but she probably
from
say she's ready to be a wife.
For
you know,
the streets right now.
Young. So she's going to be influenced in the wrong direction. And
no, we got
to
babies, man. You know what I'm saying? They was like
that's
the
why I think you
got to
keep the house, though. You know what I mean?
Right, bro. But did you see the wedding? Remember how Shep
but
played when he first got married the first 2 years? Man, he was going crazy.
Yeah. But I got to be honest, though, E. If she is toxic, though, you got to get
that man was in love.
Before you mess around. Yeah, because you don't want no domestic violence on your life. Sometimes you just can't take it.
You know, I understand, you know, bro. Yeah. You know that. You know he got a clause, right? That whenever they have a social, a person visit them, it's in a divorce contract. Whenever they have somebody come over, they can't spend the night, like at his house,
well, that,
her
that must
house.
Mean if he
like,
had the kids.
Yeah, like if they got the kids, somebody somebody cannot
I
spend the
that.
Night if the
that.
Kids is there.
I'm with all that.
Cool.
You know, I don't know the
yeah,
changes
cool.
over here with my children.
You know what's
yeah,
not cool? You know what's not cool? Getting a divorce and moving right across the street.
Now you want to get into the yay vision.
That's pretty dumb.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, that's that rich people stuff, Luke. Rich people could do
oh, yeah,
stuff
right.
all
okay.
day long.
All right. Divorce me, right? All right.
Nah, he is the whole stalker controller type thing. That's just, what you doing,
he is, bro.
Hold on. By the way, we got the Thrive on the Thursday. We got LRP with us. We ain't got no problem. LRP, tell us about the psychosis of Kanye West.
let's get that
Kanye
out.
West and, you know, Kim Kardashian, they got the little divorce or whatever. Yeah. And right when they got a divorce, you see Kanye West moving truck. Right across the street.
Yeah, but hold on. Let's cut up. Pride was on Noriega's show, Drake Champs, talking about he don't got no house. His backpack is his house. So I'm sure to get the, you know, get the settling in with the blonde dude from SNL. He got a problem. He got to move across the street. See what that's about. And then the other day, I saw a young fella crying on Twitter. It was Twitter I saw him on. Yeah, it was Twitter. About not being able to get into his baby girl's birthday party. And something's wrong. Something going on with communication skills. Something going on with the way you talking to people.
And then he asked him. He said he got a problem with his daughter's TikTok.
Well, I kind of understand that. I kind of get him with that. Because, you know, unfortunately for that particular family. No, hold on. Give me a second. Fortunately for that particular family. They are used to exploiting these girls early, and they, you know, get a little early with it. And so I can see that as a father being like, nah, nah, but it's a little early. You know what I mean? Give her a chance.
So
you
hold
did?
On.
Fuck that.
Let's bring something else around the track here. You do know you guys do know Antonio Brown is the president of Donde Star. Which is Kanye West's sports company, right?
President?
He's the president, my guy.
Wow.
And the
well, I mean, maybe they got a bipolar. They got a bipolar.
Yeah,
superhero
crazy travels and packs, bro.
Absolutely. And you know what? The first thing he did was purchase a $2,100,000 suite in SoFi for the Super Bowl. He said, as president, I wanted to get the Donde Star suite in SoFi because I felt it was a move that the president should make for the organization to show the kids and, you know, other people that we're here and we're going to move forward and do things positive for the community.
Going, getting a suite for the Super Bowl, something you should be in, dummy, if you didn't screw all that up.
Okay. You know what's crazy?
It's all a write-off, though. It's all, you know.
Right. I'm about to tell you, that should have been.
It's all business expense.
$2 million?
Sounds like they're doing good over there. They got to spend $2 million somewhere.
Yep.
It's crazy. Did y'all see the gear? Did y'all see the hoodies with the shoulder pads in it?
What? No.
Yeah, he made hoodies, right?
Dude had a
hoodie.
Blonde mustache, bro. That's all we need to know. Never seen it before, and never will see it again, bro.
Demolition Man.
On another human being.
Yeah, that's all we need to know.
Demolition Man.
That's all we need to know.
Demolition Man.
Get on the blonde mustache, sir.
I'm telling you, bro. I can't wait for you guys to go see it and then come back and talk about it. It's literally a hoodie. Oversized, right? An oversized hoodie with shoulder pads in it. Remember how the old school football starter jackets would go over you, your uniform, so you could see your whole shoulder pads really high and bunched up when you played a cold weather game, like when the Giants played a cold weather game or any team? That's how the hoodies are made. The hoodies are made like that. I don't know what's going on. I mean, Kanye's fashion style to me is the weirdest thing in the world. I would never purchase an item. There's nothing about his clothes that make me feel like, yeah, that's what's up. I got a pair of Yeezys on. It looks like a pair of sneakers that's built for jail inmates. I'm good. And them fossil joints that look like dinosaur eggs. I'm okay.
Yeah, with the number on the back, you mean? Like the issue number?
Bro,
yeah,
like you would say, I'm good. $750, Dan, per sneaker.
Every time they...
Gucci Prada, you ain't no Ralph.
Every time they present themselves on television or in front of anybody, They embody the essence of the famous line of Dave Chappelle playing Rick James as he was crawling his ass out of Eddie Murphy's crib saying, they should have never gave you motherfuckers money.
Thanks.
These are the two Amos and Andy motherfuckers that they should have never gave money to.
Yeah.
Because they don't know what to fucking do with it. They don't know what to do with themselves. And all of America is just watching these antics happen in real time every single day. Fuck both of them.
Amen to that.
My shorty.
So,
got to see what's going on.
We still talking on the Giants? I just want to ask.
I got to see what's going on. That's man crazy. But yeah, what else about the Giants, bro? What else about the Giants you want to talk about? What else is going on? Exactly. Not a goddamn thing. We got new coaching staff. We got new front office. Yeah, man. We talking about that.
Y'all talking about the new drummer dude? New coach. That's the last name of that drummer dude? Was it Crow? David Crow?
David Crow.
Or is that the actual drummer dude? What's his name? Wide receiver coach. Y'all talked about him?
I think somebody mentioned him earlier. But go ahead. What you know?
I just know he got hired. I don't know.
You know about Sperano Jr., right?
Oh, okay, yeah. And I heard about him, too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how you think he got the job, LRP? I want to hear what LRP got to say.
Who, Sperano?
Sperano Jr. Where he from?
The son of that old coach that used to coach Miami, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yo, he was right on time.
The
LRP.
Family
thing. I love you.
Right.
Listen. Call John. Call Steve. I want Carl in the building. Hey, John. Hey, Steve. Carl Jr.'s coming to work for you guys. I don't know what you guys do over there. I don't care what job it is. Just put him on the payroll and have things done the way they need to be done. Remember, we still got the tapes.
We still got the tapes.
What did he do, LRP? Did he lead his team to a Super Bowl? Does he have any playoffs under his belt? Does he got any chips?
Oh, man.
He's
the East Toronto, motherfucker.
What coaching tree did he come from?
He's a friend of
ours. Is it the
bro.
Fact that he's been around football? He interviewed himself.
Right, bro. Where the Ryans came from? I ain't seen them playing no damn football.
Wasn't his dad?
Football, didn't they?
Yeah.
And his dad was playing
Ryan.
Right.
And his dad, too, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Dad is a legend, though.
Yeah, right. Buddy is the man. But
right.
Rex and Rob ain't do shit.
They doing something now, family.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Right.
Well, where did they come from?
Okay,
I mean, they've never been, well, Rex and Rob both have won Super Bowls before.
That's what I'm saying.
But what I'm saying is, as a player, did they play?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't seen him in no NFL.
Right.
I ain't seen him.
I think they were just college and then turned
mm-hmm.
coach and quit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they did play, it was just scholarship. They weren't never
mm-hmm.
they weren't good enough to be players.
Mm-hmm. And then they joined their dad and said, yeah, we coaches just like you, Dad.
It's like the dude Mike Golick. See, his son went straight to broadcast. He was straight to DVD.
Mm-hmm. Look at Lane Kiffin. The fuck did he do?
Yeah. The brother.
Name off Monty, man. That's why I wish my dad had done something. Motherfucker, I'm about to fuck him up.
I do need to tell Shep, though. He need to get with Mary about her acting, bro. Cause motherfucking...
Bro, why y'all hating on Mary like that, man?
Yo,
listen, she is not hating.
Bro, y'all hating, bro.
I try to express that. Yo, she made me stop watching the show.
Mary, listen, Mary. Don't listen to them, all right? You good with me. I like Cougars.
She was good and her fellow telling me, though. I'm just saying, I'm not saying she's bad.
So we can't tell
the truth. She's bad with this character, bro.
That's a fit of that. She is the most unbelievable person in power. I was going
hey, man, Zeke was killing me. I was like, so glad Zeke was gone, bro. I want to tell you something.
Yo, his face is killing me, bro. Like, yo, why you got to make these faces, bro?
When he said, yeah, I tried to kill my teammate, I was like, yo, that's not something you say how you say it when you first hear it.
Right,
like the first time in a company that you hear
I
it with. That's just not how you say it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all trying to kill my teammate? It was whack.
Yo, it's the same thing is Bokeem Woodbine in the movie called Strap when he was like, I ain't going out like no punk? What are we doing out here? And how is he still acting?
Hollander. Nah, Bokeem Woodbine has got better.
No, no. Watch the movie Strap. Watch the movie
Strap. That was his first movie, bro.
Yo, I don't care, man. That was our first movie.
I don't care, man.
I don't care, man. Get it together, B. That was an era where movies like that was a serious thing, B. With the way you talking, nah, we not doing that.
You need a voice over. Bokeem now in Wu-Tang Saga.
Right, that,
versus
that's a whole
that,
different
man.
Thing.
Far
look
in
look
between.
What he doing. He the raspy voice father who making some cool decisions. That's okay. That's where we need you at. You ever seen him in an action movie?
The Big Hit. He's fucking great in The Big Hit. That shit was hilarious.
Yo, didn't he have a problem with, like, fo-whacking? I'm not going to use the other words. Didn't he have a problem with, like, fo-whacking?
Yeah,
aloe vera and mandolin in it. Didn't he have a problem with fo-whacking in the movie,
that
bro?
That is the movie, son. That's it.
Yo, what are we doing out here?
Crazy, bro.
What are we doing? We're going to rewind. You said you loved him in The Big Hit.
That shit was fucking hilarious, bro. He played
the
shit out of that part.
Funny, but he did. But guess what his part was?
Oh, man, you can stay fixated on that if you want to.
Nah,
I'm talking
just
about at
the
end.
Fixated
on that.
I got you.
Yeah, man.
I got you. He was
terrible
in that movie.
That was part of the comedy that I fucking
I know.
Was
I know, bro.
He was, yo, they were being chased at the end. The dude had to call him. He was,
right, what was going on?
He was about to leave town, bro. And he was like, yo, you got to get the fuck out of there. But he was, by his hand is going crazy. That shit was hilarious. I don't know what you said. That shit was, I was a stick.
Shakes, do you remember The Big Hit? Or no?
Nah, vaguely.
Yo,
you don't remember that movie?
Listen to me. Listen to me, yo,
nah,
Shakes.
Vaguely, yo,
he asked him. He said, yo, what's
hey,
going
Wahlberg
on?
Wahlberg or something?
Yo, listen.
Yeah,
listen.
Wahlberg was in it and Lou Diamond Phillips.
And Lou Diamond
Phillips, okay.
Right. Yo, listen to what he asked him. He was like, yo, listen, man. You really over there just doing, you know, that right there? Like, I'm not going to get into the whole conversation. He said, yeah. You know what it is? You got to get the, you know, shit. And let on Lynn for less rich shit.
He had it broke down to a science, bro.
Yo, he had it down to a science, bro.
Crazy.
Oh. Yo.
But the dude can act, man. But I
yeah,
get Strap.
I mean, now, he, he was terrible in Strap.
Strap, he was terrible. But that's the dude right there. I love Bokeem Woodbine as an actor. Shouts out to that dude. They need to put him out with more work for real because he's seriously talented. Cleon? What? Well, he was Cleon the dead president?
Okay. That's what made him. That's
man.
What made him.
Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Thinking about? Right. Famous line in the world. Get these dead gooks.
I'm talking about.
Get these gooks.
Devil.
Yeah. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Yeah, Cleon, knock your punk ass down again.
You got to get rid of that fucking head, Cleon. A good luck, mm-hmm. Charlie. It's like, now
that's
we're in
my,
the ship
yo,
of love.
That's my guy, bro.
I just buried our love.
That is my guy.
That shit was cold.
Keith David, that's the dude, bro. Y'all remember the cartoon Gargoyles? You remember that back in the day, LLP?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, he was he was the dude that talked for Goliath.
Who?
Keith David.
What's wrong with that? Oh, Keith David. Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's the guy. He has
plays
grown
the voice in Saints Row.
Yo,
too.
Yes, bro. Yes.
I like
yes.
that game.
Yo.
Yeah, Keith David is a legend.
Right. At night we go to
sleep. Motherfucker, everybody in the goddamn world know I got one leg.
This motherfucker, motherfucker gonna grab it.
You got more balls than you. Okay.
Get over here. Knock your ass out.
I ain't too keen on that broad in here, either.
Mm-hmm. Now, some movies, you know, he just dropped the ball in. You're like, come on, Keith. What are we doing? Like, Tales from the Hood movie? Come on, Keith. What are we doing?
Oh, man. Right. That wasn't him, was it? That
was yeah, man.
Playing
no, Tell from, no, brother. Part two.
Oh, I didn't watch part two.
Yeah, he told,
the,
he told the
part
tales.
Two. Part one
yes,
was
bro.
Enough.
Yeah, that's right. He told the told the tales in part two.
I did not know that. I've never watched it.
You want to hear a story? I got one for you. It starts off like this. You like, really, Keith David? This is what you're doing? They must have gave you the bag for this.
You know who's hilarious telling the story? Kenan Thompson. And I know SNL is whack as hell and it sucks half the time. Only time I watch it is to see the two news dudes. But that motherfucker Kenan Thompson, when he was go by the name of Ellis, the what? That's hilarious, yo. The what? He's fucking great at telling stories.
I think he was funny on the skits of Black Jeopardy.
Oh, yeah.
When he had them on Black Jeopardy. And God rest his soul, Black Panther was there.
Yeah, that was.
You know what I mean? Yo, that joint was funny when he was like, I think I'm starting to understand now. He's like, what is it? Come on, T'Challa.
He nailed that shit.
Yo.
He nailed it.
Yo, he was like, come on. He was like,
put raisins in
get your bland ass potato salad out of here. Yo. I'm
but
telling you,
know, I hate potato salad, bro. As a black dude, I can't stand potato salad. That shit's bad.
You know why, LLT? I can understand why you might say that, because it's the way certain people make it that it just messes up the whole thing. And you say to yourself, why would a person add that to that and that to that? I get it. But my grandma, God rest her soul, I love you and miss you, she did it a different way. You know what I mean?
Michelle Obama can make that too. I ain't
neat. I got you. It just everybody got their own technique.
Still, hey, if you like potato salad, shouts out to you. Deviled eggs and all that. Shouts out to you. But, yeah.
Right. So,
I know people, black people like
that. I want to switch gears. And I have to ask about this because it is the newsweds of the Dizzy. The trade between Brooklyn and Philly. I need to hear what Shakes has to say about this.
They got two bums. It's Swiss.
Yo.
What's uniform?
Yo.
I'm going to be quiet, though.
Yo, and it's LRP. Let me tell you this. See, we already know what happened. In case people don't know, the Philadelphia 76ers and the Brooklyn Nets have swapped players in James Harden, Ben Simmons. They also get Andre Drummond and Seth Curry for Brooklyn. And the 76ers get two first-round draft picks and a second-round draft pick, 2023-2022.
That's real, bro? That's real?
Yeah.
Yeah. Brother. That's crazy trade.
Wait, am I tripping or did ESPN come out with like a post that said which trades would you like to see happen and that was one of them? So were there like talks about this?
That trade is done, bro.
Whoa.
That trade is done.
Ben Simmons, but he hasn't even played a game, right? This is what he wanted, right?
Nope, has not played a game and this is what he wants.
Why would you? What? Okay, go on. My bad.
Right.
This is news to me.
Right. So it's going to be exciting now that we discuss it. So I want you guys who love, you know the NBA, smart guys,
I want you guys to tell me, think of the starting lineup for Brooklyn first, right? Part-time Kyrie Irving, coming back from injury Kevin Durant, Ben Simmons, Blake Griffin, Andre Drummond. That's going to be the starting lineup whenever Ben Simmons gets acclimated into the starting lineup. They got Patty Mills coming off the bench, Seth Curry coming off the bench, and the center, I forget his name, the kid with the blonde, long braids or whatever, dreads, he's kind of nice. Now for Philly, you have James Harden, Joel Embiid, Maxey, Tobias Harris, right, Embiid.
Love that guy. I love that
Harden,
guy.
Harris, Maxey. Right.
Yeah, so Sixers win this, to me. I mean,
and they get, and they receive two first round picks.
Wow, that's great. What? That's crazy.
Right.
What?
Because they sent they sent Seth Curry and Andre Drummond to the Nets.
Oh, okay. I missed that. I was like in shock. Okay. Still, the Sixers win.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I do not. So this is wow. So the Nets.
I'm just still bugging out because
Nets
of how
gonna be
much
like
money
an
the Nets paid James Harden.
I know. What was that?
Yeah. This is why I want to talk about this because the dynamics.
What was
of
the
this,
point of getting him then? What was the point of getting him?
This is what I'm saying, because remember what the Nets already gave up. The Nets already gave up their first-round draft picks for, like, about, what, 5 to 7 years? So the conversation that I brought up last year when it all took place is this. The Brooklyn Nets have to win one championship minimum with that squad. If they don't win one championship minimum, it is a bust, it is a twisted deal, it is the worst thing in basketball history, and the franchise of Brooklyn needs to relocate back to New Jersey and be called the Swamp Dragon. So now
that ain't happening. That ain't happening.
Not the Swamp Dragon.
Swamp Dragon. Let's talk about the amount of money that's on the table out here now. James Harden is a Philadelphia 76er joining possibly the best big man in the NBA, most definitely in the East, and complete big man in the NBA, second to Jokic, or if you put him up there, it doesn't matter to me, and a coach by Doc Rivers.
He's right up there. He's MVP right now, right?
Yeah, yes he is. He's MVP right now.
Yeah. Yeah, they win. That's good. I mean, they trusted the process. They can't let it slip through their fingers. Ben Simmons, man, what a clown. That guy's a clown.
Yo, let's talk about the clown. First of
Come
all.
Come on. I mean.
How does that fit into you? And I'm so happy I have you on the line, Dan C, and you, LRP, as well, and whoever else is with us. How does it fit system-wise? How does Ben Simmons fit into the Brooklyn Nets to you?
I'll be honest to the audience. I don't – yeah, this is the guy you want to hear. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Hello?
Oh, okay. Real quick, I just was going to say – I don't really know. I don't really watch the NBA like that. I do have the pass. I watch games when I can. I know pretty much.
Can I get the keys, by the way?
What's
off here?
Yeah, sure. I know what's going on in the league. I listen to sports talk, but scheme fitting in, I can't really break that down, X's and O's. But what I can break down is he just sounds like a loser. Like I don't know if anyone wants to hang out with that guy. Like it's like you showed up here, great, but you're the guy that won't play with your team and can't hit free throws or open shots. Like that's you. What have you been doing this whole time? I don't know. I just he's like, he's just a big bust to me. Like, not even in talent-wise, just as an athlete. Like, what do you, I don't like anything about his style, character-wise. So, go ahead, Shakes.
What question am I supposed to attack first?
I think just break down the trade with the Nets.
Yeah, I just want to hear your thoughts on this whole thing because
your team.
This is your
team. Your team.
All right. Well, if everybody knows the history of me, I was one of the first people, well, on this show, especially one of the first people on this show, and a lot, because it was him and the kid in Sacramento, Buddy Hill. Those were the two guys that I was enamored with that season that they came out, him and Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons is my son. It's my kid. I love the player. I thought coming out, this is one of them next generation guys. He can do it all. Rebounding, bringing the ball down the court, point guard that's damn near 7 feet tall. Like, what the fuck is this? This shit is unbelievable. But there's always a knock on everything. And the knock on this guy is that he, not that he can't shoot. That's not just the thing. You know what I'm saying? Because it's one thing like Westbrook, you just can't shoot. But you do chuck it up. I mean, this dude don't even shoot at all. He don't want to take a jump shot to save his life. If you had one of his children by gunpoint and said, take a jump shot, Ben, he won't do it.
Yo, is that not like the worst thing that you could ever say about somebody? And no, hold on, Shakes. I'm just asking.
As a point guard.
Because you could tell I'm not playing.
As a point guard.
I'm so
now,
serious.
Now, it's one thing to say that about a power forward or a center, but as a wingman, as a shooting guard, as a point guard, you're supposed to shoot, bro. You got to shoot. At least once. This man don't want to shoot at all. So, you know, that's something that definitely going to be interesting to see. And as far as how I feel about it, I like it. I like it. It's going from a player that I actually like from a player that I was down on. But the beard, even though I was down on the beard, I always said the beard was a talented player. It's just once you get into the playoffs, the beard disappears. Right? So, you know, that's fine. Let him do what he got to do in Philly. You know, but I think it's a lateral move. I really do. When you think about what you need in a team and what the Nets need is a floor general, and that's exactly what Ben Simmons is. So, interested to see how this goes, and I think it is going to go well. So, I'm happy about the deal. It's definitely surprising, but, yeah, I'm good. I like it.
Anybody else want to go before I ask? Because we're going to talk about the Nets side of the thing, of the deal, where we're at. And then we're going to talk about the Philadelphia 76ers side of the deal. Because that's important. That's what we got to do. So does anybody else want to go? And then I'll give my take. We'll go back and forth with Shakes for a minute. Okay. Then I'll go. First of all, bro, I think it is a horrible deal for you with the player. I don't think it's a horrible deal for you guys because you received some of your first-round draft picks back. Remember, you guys gave up your first-round draft picks like all the way to 2025 or something like that, But, you know, I think receiving the first, you know, those two first-round picks back are a big deal. I think you get a great addition in spreading the floor and being able to shoot the ball and Seth Curry coming off the bench along with Claxton and those guys as a second unit. Yo, that is amazing for you. I think you get a great – you get a great addition in Andre Drummond. I think that was huge for Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. For a guy who could space the floor for them, and if he's in the right position, we all know Drummond is a double major. Like, that's just what he does. You feel me? Now, some nights he may get ghosts because scoring will not be a part of his life, but rebounding and making sure that he spreads the floor and in the pick and roll game, he's going to add to that. That's awesome. That helps in the playoffs with execution. Now, here we go with Ben Simmons. You key on him and take him away from getting inside the paint, which it can be done by a team like Philadelphia. His biggest issue is going to be running into Philadelphia in the playoffs. Because now you have to play against your old team, and they know exactly what you're not going to do because you showed them everything that you're about, and they get it. They get it. Like, we just get it because you've been here. We know what you are. We know who you are. We know how you think. We know your life. We know Ben Simmons. The Nets have not yet met him. But let me say this, and I'll move away from the Nets. Welcome to the pain and suffering of seeing what a superstar looks like on paper, but does not produce when it matters the most. He is going to murder you guys because Kyrie Irving and them are going to be able to penetrate and get the ball out to him, and they will not be able to rely on him to knock down an open shot when he needs it most in the playoffs.
Is Kyrie playing?
No, he's only going to play role games.
Yeah, he's playing role games. Let me also say this. Now, you said Philly will give him a tough time, and I agree with that in the aspect of because he's a guy that likes to go to the hole. Right? Pause. Whatever you want to do with that, right? But he's a guy that likes to go to the hole, and they like to defend that post very well with Philly. They defend that post very well. So you going into that hole, good luck. You know what I mean? Good luck. All right? And that's his game. But here's the thing about Ben Simmons, though, is that he don't care if he scores 2 points in a game and gets about 50 assists. This man is a straight floor general, bro. Okay? He controls it. He's the orchestra. He makes everything work. So, in that aspect, that's exactly what the doctor ordered. And then when you say it about Seth Curry, y'all know how I feel about the Currys. Them boys can shoot. So, we already got shooters. We got Harris. We got all them boys. We good there. We don't need you to shoot, bro. Be the floor general. And then you said Drummond, which is the big, big thing. It's a huge thing. Because that's the guy that we was talking about. We needed him last year.
That's a fact. And I said if he go there, it's on. I said if he go to the Knicks or the Nets, they're going to be okay. And if y'all had that, if y'all had that last year, barring injury, there would have been no stopping y'all. But we got part-time lover and Kyrie Irving. Can't get it together. In KD, he got another 3 weeks, by the way, before he's ready. Like he did last year when he came back for the playoff run, right? And that's going to be cool. But let me tell you something. The playoffs is a different tempo, and that's what everybody is mad at Ben Simmons for. Because if he steps up his playoff Ben Simmons, right, because he's Ben Simmons. The Philadelphia 76ers are in the Eastern Conference Championship. You got to be able to shoot, bro, in the playoffs. You can get away with that in the regular season, and that's the reason why he's Ben Simmons. But in the playoff shakes, it doesn't matter how much of a floor general you are. They're going to leave you wide open and concentrate on playing against four other players. So basically on offense, it's 5-on-4. And on defense, it's 5-on-4. It's not 5-on-5 on defense. It's 5-on-4. Because we know what he's not going to do. And guess what? Because he's afraid to shoot, because he can't shoot, it's psychological. Guess what that starts? Turnovers. So for the whole floor general, now you got 7 turnovers. You should know best. Russell Westbrook is your man. You know what it looks like. You feel me? So this is what it looks like when doves cry. You gonna see? He gonna make you mad. You gonna be like, no, Ben, what the fuck?
Not really a Westbrook fan, but I do respect Westbrook game, though, with the triple-double. Yeah.
Right, and guess what? Yeah. When he doesn't have a triple-double, he has a quadruple-double. 20 points, 10 assists, 10 rebounds, and 11 turnovers. And he's not a clutch shooter. Westbrook, we all know, once it comes down to the clutch, he's not winning and hitting no game-winning shots because he's horrible. He's under 20% in the fourth quarter and in clutch situations. That's why you never see him take the last shot nowhere. He's horrible. And we all know playoff games come down to last possession. What do you do with Ben Simmons in the last possession? Double Kyrie, double KD, leave him free. Yeah, we're going to see. We're going to see. I want him to be successful. I hope this whole time that he didn't play. All he did was shoot three-pointers just for no reason, two-pointers for no reason. He didn't do nothing except just shoot.
And you got to think about two things real quick, and then we can definitely let that shit go. But two things with it. You never had these type of scorers playing, you know what I mean, as teammates. These are cerebral scorers right here. So him passing all day, I don't think he would mind at all. And then number two, the style of offense that they play. I always said that. I said this shit from 3 years ago when Steven Nash wasn't even the coach. Okay? It's just Brooklyn style, man. All right? We are unselfish. Okay? We are unselfish. Everybody eats, baby. Everybody eats. Okay? So Simmons will look out. He will have Patty Mills. He will have Harris. He will have motherfucking Curry. He will have, man, he got shooters all day. Durant, I ain't even say Durant and Irvin. And you got Aldridge and the Blake Griffins. Bro, it's just too much. We going to see. Oh, we going to see, bro.
And they going to run into that well-oiled machine over there in Philadelphia. And we going to see. And now they got a prolific scorer to go with the MVP at this point currently in the season with an offense and defense right now that allows them to be fifth in the Eastern Conference and only 2.5 games back out of first place. They just added the one piece that they needed, which was another scorer. All they needed was a scorer.
Yeah. You know,
all they needed was a body
watch.
All they needed. And
Shakes, man.
That lies above his mouth.
I can't believe it, man. Shakes. Optimist. He loves it.
I like it. I really do. Now, if it was some bullshit, I'd be sitting here pissed the fuck off right now and I even want to talk about it. Like, no, man, that's some dumbass shit right here.
So you think Ben Simmons comes in, balls out, has worked on some things, he's fresh legs, it's on for the second half push?
I think that dude's about to clown.
Yeah,
you know what's up, LRP.
I think he's gonna blow a knee out, dude. I think it's over for this guy.
Who, Ben Simmons?
I think he's going to get bitched.
I think
he's going to get bitched.
No. He ain't getting busy, bro. Bill Simmons or Ben Simmons? Who
are
we talking about?
We gonna revisit this better. I remember this. You know I don't forget.
He put the whole love of basketball on him. He's going to go out there in first place.
No. Where you at, Ethan?
I must keep it all the way real with you. I think this was a horrible trade for the Nets. But I want to know what's going on behind the scenes. They just signed James Harden last year to all of that money and gave up all of those draft picks. What happened to that factor that this man is gone the very next season before the trade deadline and All-Star game? I need to know what's going on. It turned into
a Westbrook. That's why.
Is Kevin Durant happy about this? Have we heard anything?
Of course not.
What I'm hearing, nope.
Because he's
creating burner accounts right now. He's on Twitter right now. Not KD. This is not KD.
He's telling LeBron, just hold on, fam. We're going to get this done.
I'm just going to say that.
No, don't sneak that in there, bro. No.
Based off the hat and the homeless detective agency coat that he be wearing, it don't seem too happy.
Yo, I'm telling y'all, man, this trade, we're going to hear a lot of behind-the-scenes conversations
but he will
that
will
really happen later on.
I believe
Steph Curry and Andre Drummond were way better pieces than the Ben Simmons thought process because they fit in like Kim. But Ben Simmons, yo, with KD and Kyrie, part-time Kyrie at that. So listen to this, fellas, right? Y'all ready for this? When the Brooklyn Nets make the playoffs, Kyrie Irving will not be able to play in home games. I need y'all to know that. So if it's a 7-game series and the Brooklyn Nets are at home for game 7, Ben Simmons will be the second in position to be relied upon. Okay.
That's why they're shooting for the 7 or 8 seed, bro. Play on the road. Take the show on the road.
Take the show on the road. Joel Embiid and Tobias Harris and them boys is happy over there.
I do think the Sixers got better, even though I can't stand Harden. I'm not going to discredit his production when he's right. And putting them with Embiid. But hopefully that don't be a clash because Embiid seems to be doing fine by himself. But I just hope he don't get. I hope he is an addition to Embiid and doesn't cancel out Embiid.
Doc Rivers ain't having that shit.
Man, it take these dudes forever to get shit right. I don't care about that.
You ain't canceling out Embiid. That's why Ben Simmons is gone.
Exactly.
That's the whole reason he's gone.
And at this point, James Harden understands he wants to play for a championship, and he is fell in line. Thank you, Brooklyn, for slapping him in the back of his neck for whatever reason, but obviously he got it now. He gets it. We never thought that man could adjust. None of us. He did it.
Hey, call me crazy, though. If you guys were James Harden, this has nothing to do with sports, by the way. But would you take this moment to shave the beard?
No, because if he's branded, it's an actual NFT for him and everything. Like they come in, that's his money. He makes millions of dollars.
Maybe that makes it go up because guess what? Beard's gone. Now that image.
Then what do you call
even it? More? You know how long that's going to take for me to grow back?
Put that shit in a Ziploc.
I was just thinking
fresh hair. She says, call him the shave.
Yeah,
the baby's bottom.
For me, if I win, baby. The problem is, dude looks horrible without the beard. He can't pull off without the beard. That's the problem. But I was just thinking, like, dude, if I was him, I'd just shave it off. Like, this is it. This is the last hurrah of the championship. I got to switch something up.
Well, I look at it like this.
Mama's milk.
Right. Right. Don't do that, Shakes. Don't do that. I hate every moment of that name and the scene that I think about when I think about that. I hate that whole thing. But we're going to keep on going on real quick. I think you guys are about to see some exciting basketball in Philadelphia. It's going to be that rah-rah crowd like how the Spectrum used to be when AI was there. And it's good for the East because now this puts Milwaukee, Miami, the sleeper team in the East, nobody talks about, but the Cleveland Cavaliers, right?
Chicago.
The Nets, the Bulls. These guys now will be battling for real. East basketball is back again, and now you will get a chance to see what's up. Now there's no, you know, super team in Brooklyn. There's just a team with two superstars. They have that now over there in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
There's no super team in Brooklyn no more, bro. Superstars, two superstars. James Harden made it a super team.
All right, we're going to say. Real quick, let me ask you what y'all thought of the Dallas trade with Porzingis going to Washington and Luka getting Dinwiddie and another dude.
Bertans.
Yeah, what y'all
think
of that?
Awesome. I think it was awesome. I hate Porzingis' bird ass. I think he's a cornball. He's also one of those guys who's forever injured. He's the white Anthony Davis. I said it. Get him out of here.
But hold up. He's too hard. Porzingis is going to Washington. He's coming to D.C.
Mm-hmm.
We getting a unicorn?
Yeah, I can have that.
Getting a unicorn over here?
Mm-hmm.
Unicorn back, all
right. Right. But why do these guys get traded so much? Why do they always got different uniforms on every year?
Who? Because he's a unicorn.
He's doo-doo. Because he can't stay on the basketball court.
Who you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a unicorn.
Until he makes it to the playoffs and he does something stupid. When he catches an alley-oop, he comes down, he starts limping, walking like Freezy's son, Mitchell Robinson, for no reason, and you don't see him no more for the rest of the season. I hate the way Mitchell Robinson walks. You rang, lurch, all day, every day.
You rang.
Right.
Straight up. And what Dallas get?
Dinwiddie and Bertans. Yep. Now, my question is this, if anybody knows, because I haven't been paying attention to the Mavericks. Let's talk about what they lose.
Nah, that's shit, bro.
Huh?
That trade doo-doo and shit.
What trade? The Dallas trade? I think Dallas
trade. Yeah, the Dallas trade. Stupid as hell, bro. That's dumb as fuck.
Nah, not when you look at their roster, what they got going on.
I thought that was a good addition for Dallas. And I even think it might work out for Porzingis. Washington ain't no, they wouldn't make some games.
First of all, Washington ain't doing shit. So Unicorn is just going to be a star. Yeah,
I didn't say they were going to be going anywhere, but they were winning some games.
They do,
for a while.
They do, baby. But I'm saying, though, man, as far as Dallas, the fuck, man? Luka, man, like, nah, don't get me wrong. I love Dinwiddie, but seriously, what are they doing for Luka over there?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. The same thing Porzingis was doing for Luka. Whatever it go, whatever happens, Luka makes the train go round.
I thought
Luka.
They were best friends.
No, they ain't no best friend. Not at all. He was hating on Luka Doncic last year. You don't remember? In the playoffs, like, yo, I want to shoot the ball as much as you.
I thought that was
his
man,
bugging.
Bro.
No, yo, he was bugging.
I thought that was his man.
Nah, it wasn't his man's in them, bro. Regardless to being from overseas, that don't make you my friend.
Yeah, the basketball game clashed. I thought they were related to each other.
Nah, bro, he was talking crazy.
I thought
crazy,
it was some European joint.
Nah, he was talking crazy. I want to shoot just like him. I want to be world champion. Get him out of here, Mark Cuban. So I want to shoot like him. I want to be world champion. So listen, here's my real question. Here's my question. Now this, Shakes, should make you super happy. CJ McCollum going to the Pelicans. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about that. When Zion Williamson comes back and Brandon Ingram is right there with CJ McCollum, okay. Now we talking. They got all they drafted.
Why did Louis Lonzo Ball, though? That's my shit, though. Like.
Man, he is in Chicago happy. Leave them alone.
Beast.
Okay, there it goes.
Got
what
that whole organization
about?
Turned around. But he, you know what I mean?
Nah, we're not doing that. We're not going to do that.
CJ McCollum with Lonzo. Man.
We're not going to do that. We're going to put that on the Rosie. You're going to put that on D. Rosie. Don DeMarco. We're going to put that on him. And then his first team NBA All-Star over there. Okay?
I told y'all that was a sneaky shit of the summer. DeMar DeRozan.
I agree all the way. And guess what? The little white guy from the Lakers, before he got hurt, was handling his business. Don't do that.
Russo, ball, bro.
Don't do that.
I don't know
before
why LeBron got rid of him.
Oh, my goodness. Before he got hurt.
Not LeBron, bro. But he be tearing up some teams, man. Sometimes, like, yo, you got to chill.
Look where all the players that came from him, except for Kyle Kuzma, right? Look at everybody that came from the Lakers.
I know. He should have just stayed with them. He just added. If he would have added to what those boys brought, bro. Ingram and all them and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Nance and whatnot, man. Fuck
yo, listen, bro. I wanted them to keep Zubac more than anybody. But.
This shit do be funny because LeBron be coming in the organization like, yo, look, man, you might get rid of all these dudes. I want my friends in there. You might bring all my friends. I want my friends.
And you know what's crazy?
I don't care how good they is. I want my friends.
He won a chip.
I mean, he's won.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking, you know, I ain't going to knock. I mean, it's a knock, but it's not. You know?
Yeah, I got you, LRP. They looking like the Geritol Clinic right now.
Yo, they looking busted.
Yo,
it was good for running spoons, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like running spoons, you know? That was good for the running spoons, Johnny.
Yo, these young teams, yo, it don't matter what young team they play. They play a team with anybody with six players under 30, they're losers. The defensive prowess is dead. It don't matter what's going on. Yo, you see them on defense? It ain't even. Yo, it takes two passes to get to the hole. Two dribbles. And one. Yo, dudes like DeAndre Fox just hurts them badly. Quick. First step dudes, yo, it kills them.
I told you that shit was going to come into play this season. You know, fucking senior citizen, fucking club and shit.
I love them and I want them to win because, like, y'all know how I am, like, just like with the Rams and stuff, right? Yeah, you know I mean, like, I think they deserve it. And just like with LeBron and Carmelo, right? This was like a dream of mine. You know what I mean? Like, watching these guys, they, first of all, they my peers. You know what I'm saying? So I watched them close. Up close personal type of shit, like, oh man, like, these dudes are serious. You know what I'm saying? But not only that, like, LeBron and Carmelo, like, those were the everything of that draft. And that draft right there is going down in history as one of the best. So to have them on the same team, I want them to win together. Like, I always imagine them playing on the same team. I done that on NBA 2Ks before where I'm trading for Melo on LeBron's team and it's just dominating. You know what I'm saying? I done these things, so to just see that up now, I want them to win. I want them to win, but it's like, damn, now they all fucking 38 years old. What am I
mean? And you know what's crazy, Shay?
20 years ago, man.
Carmelo Anthony
like a Tyson
has
and
not missed
field,
a beat. Yep. Carmelo Anthony hasn't missed a beat, bro. He's pulling up, shooting, he's doing, he don't look old at all because he comes off the bench and just drops buckets.
Why come they losing?
Because of the fact
LeBron
that your man,
still being LeBron.
No, let's talk about it. Anthony Davis has taken a huge back step on defense. His lateral quickness on defense has taken a huge back step, bro. Huge. Them injuries slow you down on offense, but they damage you on defense because you're not going to stick your foot in the ground. You're not going to body up. You're not doing all that. And they're not calling them little touch fouls no more in this year in the NBA. Dudes is getting pushed into the backboard cushion. If you watch him on defense, he's taking a huge back step. It don't matter if he got 30, if his man got 32. You want to see him get his ass bust? Antetokounmpo had 44 on him 3 days ago. Tore his ass up. You ain't never seen nobody drop 44 on Anthony Davis. Check that Bucks Lakers game out.
So, real quick, shout out to, and I heard you right there. I didn't mean to come in like that.
Oh, no, I was done, bro.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I heard myself after that sound. I was like, I just cut that brother off. But, shouts out to T.J. Watt, won Defensive Player of the Year. Shouts out to Michael Parsons, who won Rookie Defensive Player of the Year. Jamar Chase won Offensive Player of the Year or Rookie. And Justin Tucker, the kicker, made that 66 yarder. He won the best moment in of the season.
Hold up, though. Did T.J. Watt break that record, though?
No, he tied it.
He tied it.
Tied it?
Yeah.
And you know the first thing they talk about, right, Shake?
What?
It took him 17 games just to tie it.
Yeah.
You know they try to take stuff away
from him. I thought he was going to break it, man. I thought he was going to break it, man. If it's anybody I wanted to break straight in his record, it's T.J. Watt.
No.
I don't want nobody to break it, though.
That's a fact.
But, like, if it is somebody, I would want it to be a T.J. Watt.
No, I want it to be somebody like Michael Parsons. I'm okay with that.
Nah, hell with that.
Why?
hell with that, man? Because he's a Cowboy.
Oh. Yeah, you're not giving the Cowboy that record. No.
Right.
See, I don't know what it is with me?
I don't have
real issues with them like murder. You know what I'm saying? I just want to be
all
up. I don't have a murder issue, bro. I got the murder issue.
Yeah, of course, but I mean, like, you don't sit there and rock with them neither, like, you know what I'm saying? Well,
yeah,
I don't hate them as much as I hate Philly, but I ain't rocking with them neither, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't want no success. Stay
away
from
my record. You can wish to do success. I wish him much success.
Not no breaking no record.
You think he's going to finish his career?
Not no breaking no record.
I don't think he's going to finish his career in Dallas.
Oh,
I think somebody's going to give him the bag. He's going to bounce.
It's going to be Dallas. Going to give him the bag.
Nah, not the way Jerry Jones be acting. Jerry Jones be structuring contracts on his own.
What?
He be like, listen.
What? Watch. They give the bag. I don't know how they get it done, but they get it done.
Because Jerry Jones put his own money in it.
I know something.
What do you need? $38 million.
Maybe
write me a $38 million check.
Put it all in signing bonus. My God,
that's a fact. Dude making $2 million a year with an $85 million signing bonus.
Straight up.
They call that the yes clause. Dak Prescott said yes. They get a $66 million signing bonus. $15 million.
Straight up, bro. Straight up, bro.
Signing bonuses have a lot of incentive-laced situations to it. And it's tricky, bro. It's real. They suckers. Jerry Reese was a master.
They suckers, bro.
Jerry Reese was smart when it came to that, bro. Like the bag, you would think he'd given up the bag. Like, Jerry Reese, you just...
No, I admit. He was.
And you'd
he
be
was.
Like, oh, we quit cool. All that. Jerry,
right. That Cromartie deal, that DRC deal.
That Antro Roll.
That probably go down in history. And the OC. OC deal.
Yo, come on now. Tuck wasn't having it. I'm out of here. Blue Ready. I'm out of here. Blue
Ready. He put a whole voice on him.
Yeah. That's tough.
That was definitely a positive. That was definitely a positive about Reese. You know, to get those deals done. Contract wise, you'd be like, what the fuck?
Raping
how the hell did he fit that in?
Raping you.
Straight up, yeah. He was giving out get labeled contracts.
That's a fact.
On your master.
He was a mad promoter. Jerry Reese be, Jerry, you gonna pay me? Jerry Reese was setting niggas up for the nothing. Your contract got to end at the end of it. You be like, yo, what's this mean? Negotiable, you know, let's make it happen. You'd be like, yo, I just signed to the end. Sneaky.
Yo, can I ask one question before we get off air? And I just want to know, like, and no shutting it down. It's like, it's not going to happen for those who are going to be on that type of time. I want to know what Saquon Barkley will make per year once he get this deal. What do y'all think?
Come on, Pete.
I have no idea.
Yeah, that's hard, right? Pause, but that is hard.
I
would
love
to ask you a question.
I don't know.
Where do you start, man? Like, how much they gave
Zeke,
right?
Give me the years. Give me the years, and I'll give you a deal.
I think we had to do a 3-year deal.
Okay, cool. So let's do it. 3 years. $30 million. 18, 19, 10 per.
How much is Zeke
making? Garen. Oh man, Zeke is getting the bag. Hold on, let me look at that.
Right.
Him. Yo, hold on. Zeke is getting the bag, and McCaffrey's getting the bag. Hold on, Zeke.
I don't think he's gonna get McCaffrey money though.
Yeah, but we went to Zeke though. I'm just saying. They
I don't know.
Bag.
He might get Zeke money though.
Oh man, so 6 years, $90 million. Including the
shit.
$7 million signing book. Hold on, yo. He is. Woo! Oh, my God.
Damn, what the fuck did Dallas do?
Yo, can I just say this to y'all real quick? Y'all know Amari Cooper might be available? That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. Is Amari Cooper might be available. Yo, Zeke is set to make $12 million, bro, next season. He gonna make $12.4 million. Zeke, 2022, he's gonna make $12.4 million. So I'm gonna say this: Saquon Barkley, 3 years. You want to entertain it? I don't care how nobody feel about it, and I'm not dismissing it. 3 years, $30 million, $20 million guaranteed. That's me.
I'll do it. That ain't bad to me.
And in his second year, right, if it's an issue, because they're going to incentive lace it, don't get it twisted, and they're going to put some games on them.
They definitely got to do an incentive base on
it. They're
going to
do it like that.
Oh.
We'll save $17, $18 million against the cap. If we cut him, if he's not producing, you give him a little bit over half. I'll look at it like this: 3 years, $30 million.
I don't think he'll be performance based. I think he'll be health wise. I mean,
health wise, absolutely. Games played, yards, everything. That's how you do it. And if he believes in himself, like how we believe in him, you take that deal.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a chance to get out, go to another organization, still young and able to continue your career at 27 years old, 28 years old. What's the problem? Shit. Ain't nothing to talk about.
Yep,
3 years,
yep.
$30 million.
Yep. I like it. Is that where it's going to be? That's the whole other thing.
Now let me go to the chat and see how many people have something to say so I can smoke them.
You know, I don't know.
Anybody
I would love that contract.
That? Y'all cool
I
with
would
that?
Love that contract. Nah, man, I would love that contract. But he might want more though. He might want more.
See, now we're going.
He might want a 3 year. No. 3 years, $30 million, that's shakedown. Yeah, I mean, that's perfect. Yeah, I mean, salary shit contract for Saquon Barkley. That's write it down, mark it down, that's it. But I'm thinking, like, as far as him, he's probably going to, like, say, like, by the time he's negotiating this contract, it would have been, what? Yeah, I mean, at least 8 games in, at least half a season. Yeah, I mean, at very least, right? And then them 8 games of that season, you balling out, you definitely going to be like, look, man, this is my opportunity to make the bag as much as possible, and I'm balling out here. You know what I'm saying? Give me 3 years, 45.
That's not.
Yeah,
first of all, they're going to go over his injury history. They're going to go over his availability, and then they're going to go to his market value. Somebody will lose him to somebody overpaying for that, Shakes. But that's too much for anybody in the history of in the NFL for somebody
just
who
had
has
a
been
year.
Injured damn near. Yeah, bro. You got to add another year to that, bro. You got to add 4 years to that. Yeah. You got to add another year. Thank you, LRP. That's too much for the short time, bro.
That's
raping.
4 years, 45.
Yeah, that's too
much. 4 years, 45.
No, 4 years, 45. 4 years.
Yeah, 4 years, 45.
Extra five can be in sentence.
Mm-hmm. And if we want to cut him after 2 years, he only got $20 million guaranteed. We're saving $25 million on the cut, maybe $7, $8 against the cap.
I think that's what it's probably going to be, y'all.
Yeah.
I really think so, man. I think it probably is going to be like 4 years, 45, man. But I like 3 years, 30. 3 years, 30 is perfect, man.
Saquon Barkley is a franchise running back.
Yes. He is, but you know, you do definitely got to take account of that injury, man. That injury history,
mm-hmm.
you got to take account of all that. You know what I mean?
I'm
just saying, like.
He had one unfortunate one, and then he had another one with a dude that sit on purpose and stepped on his foot.
Yeah,
I agree with that. I mean, his injury history, if
3 years protects you, to me.
Yeah, 3 years. So, I mean, you can always extend it after the three. It don't have to be four. I'm just saying, the number stays at 30, though, 3.
Yeah.
The number definitely stay 30 at 3.
Yeah.
And you know what?
When you said, that was my only
40.
When, only
listen,
time you said 45.
40, I still do the 4 years, 45, though. I'm just saying the 3 years, 30
five,
is perfect.
I can't pay the 5. I'm taking 5 off that. I can't pay the 5. I'm giving 40. I'm giving 4 for 40. That's me.
Nah, so you can't change.
You got 10, motherfucker. You gotta make 10 per, motherfucker.
That's it.
You ain't making
that's
more
it.
Than
you
10 per.
Stays, that's
it
all.
Stays at 3. Then it stays at 3.
It stays at 3. That's it. You either take 4 for 40, 3 for 30. What'd you say, Tony?
You don't even.
Hey.
You don't even give them the choice. That's when it's a technique that you use, especially when you're closing the deal. You don't give them a choice. You don't give them evil.
Nah, man. Nah, I don't do that, bro. It's just 3 for 30. Are you going to take it or you going to leave?
Nah, no, you don't. I'm
that's
tell you
that's
you
the option that you give them.
You
don't give them two options.
For Ronald Jr. to come in the room.
For real,
Tony, Saquon's over there. Hey, Say, what's going on here? So listen,
if you're talking to a mental health patient too, you don't give them an option. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, say you want to stay there or you want to go to the hospital. You know.
Nah, you know, I'm gonna sound real crazy, okay. But you're right, bro. Because I'm telling you, like, even like when you copping weed and stuff like that, dude be like, yo, all I got is this 25, bro. You ain't gonna be like, oh yo, fuck that then. You know what I mean? Like, all right, give me that shit. Give me that shit real quick. Give me that cold zone.
Give me that cold zone.
That's a great way to end it. Brothers and sisters. It's been awesome. Give us some of that cortisol shit back. We're about to pass.
Superb show. Tony, how do you feel about Saquon's contract? Listen, this is what we're going to do here, okay? You take it or you leave. Not take it or leave it. You just take it, or you leave.
You just take it.
Listen, son. You got Trump, you got Pepsi.
You're not leaving.
Right.
You just take it.
Right.
Really,
what are you doing there? The thing that you got with your food going on. The grub up, right? Yeah, you're doing food in bags and everything, right? And you're drinking soda. You're the Pepsi guy, right? Okay. So you're making a little money on the side, right? That's cool. Bada boom, bada bing. Sign that shit.
That's funny. Hey man, you want to buy some tires?
I said wash my duds.
He said, yo, how you gonna come up in here talking about pick up the feet? Don't do that to me, man. I saw you tapping your feet.
Why is this man going to ask, but what about me, bro?
Like, what do you mean, what about you, man? It's over. They gave you an opportunity. You played the damn gazoo on a saxophone. You know what I'm saying?
Come out, man.
Pick up the pieces. I see you tapping your feet.
Yo, telling you, yo, he was like, all right, you know, we're going to be.
It has to be the only show in history, yo, that you can just have it on your TV, and it will just make you laugh. Once you just, you won't even be paying attention to it until you hear something. You'd be like, oh shit, that's the funniest thing, and you would laugh to this day.
That's
crazy. Fact.
It will go down as the greatest comedy show for the amount of seasons that it had that was shortened in history. No comedy, no Aboriginal comedian was as funny as him in a short season, as him, bro. None. You can remember every episode and season one and two. Yo, there is nothing funnier than that. Nothing.
And real quick, yeah, I mean, to take it away, and we ain't going to do no code stand because I think shit about to shut down on us. But shout out to all y'all, and shout out to Black Freeze for holding it down today. I held it down for him yesterday, and he returned the favor to LRP. And that's what I'm talking about, man. Teamwork make the dream work. About the Martin shit, like, yes, classic shit, and, like, I just spoke about, you know, how you can still watch it to this day and laugh.
Mm-hmm.
They were thinking about doing a reboot. Mm-hmm. And at first, when they was talking about the reboot, I was excited. I was happy. I'm like, yo, they need to do that. But the more I thought about it, and the more time went by, and the more they just shut that shit down, like, nah, we just can't do it. And I'm glad that they did that, because if you want to do something like that, especially a show like that, monumental, you have to do it right. And it has to be, if not equal, better than the first. Like, Saved by the Bell, the reboot, it's good. It's good. And it's just as good as the first. And so if you can't equal that shit or be better, don't even do it. Leave it the fuck alone. And I don't really see them being able to match that. And especially now that Tommy's not even going to be there. Tommy's gone. Rest in peace. So,
yeah,
no, don't do it. You know what I mean? Don't do it. But that's it, man. Shout outs to y'all, man. I'm good with everything, man. Holla at y'all tomorrow. Freestyle Friday.
Yeah. Man, I appreciate that too, man. And, like, on the down for me. I just saw some crazy shit with Cameron Jordan. I don't know if it was his fake play, but I just went from a and he looked bugged out. He was shaking. It was weird. But, yeah. Get some sleep.
Hey, man. About to watch these. Yo, Freeze, if you're listening, I know you a night owl. Let's try to watch these Knicks versus these Golden State Warriors. At least we can put up a fight. See what our children is trying to try to do.
Indeed. That's it.
Straight on.
Everything says all zeros, but they're going to let us go, but she'll cut us off in a minute. So
you already know how that shit goes. Straight up.
This has been the Shakedown. We don't expect for y'all to understand or get it. Damn sure expect for y'all to understand. Yeah. Hey, go ahead, bro.
We don't expect y'all to understand or get it.
You already know. And you know what the funny part is? Sometimes I be fucking the shit up. But like we always say around this time, we don't expect y'all to agree with us. Damn sure expect y'all to understand. Understand? Don't get shook up because we keep shit loud. It's the Shakedown rep the New York Giants on that drop 5, and we out of there.
take us away, LRP, Houston.
Yo, yo, y'all just been shook up by the sick down, and we out of here. Peace.
Yo, yo, Superman and Lois.
You already
Superman and Lois,
I'm on it,
bro.
Fam. I'm already on it, bro. I'm already on it. Let me tell you something. We're going to talk on some things next week because I'll be all caught up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk on it.
All right.
Superman and Lois.
All right.
Yeah.
Superman and Lois, y'all check it out, man. Catch up on it. I'm telling y'all, man, it's the shit, man.
Ain't none of that LGBTQ bullshit.
That's a fact. That's a fact. That's a fact.
I'm a boy,
then. I'm a boy, then. This is going to be
all
on the phone. It all
right.
Yo, the show ended already. I don't know how we still on the phone.
Because they be listening. LRP, why you not acting like you know?
I'm serious. I was on the website. I was in the studio. And it said the shit is ended, but we all still here.
I'm telling you what's going on out here, really.
I didn't log on.
Steal our content.
Walking away from
tomorrow. They're going to steal our content. And tomorrow, you're going to hear this. Well, Skip, you got to look at it like this, right? Watch.
If anybody bring up Keith David or Mary J. Blige tomorrow, I'm going to be hip to the game. That's it.
Watch. Bring up Mike Kafka, right? Sterling Shepard being cut, all the bums on the offensive line, and Jabril Peppers might be filling the spot that Wink Martindale really liked. And if you hear anybody say Winky Dinky Dog, you know what's up.
No, not no. I'm out of there, man.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah.
One.